Boys United news, reviews, and previews.
Hey guys, welcome to Fanboys United Podcast, episode 4. As usual, I am Michael, and with me is...
I'm Kevin.
I'm Daniel.
And back from the garbage is...
Christian! And I brought a game with me, damn it!
Ooh!
Yay.
Alright guys, today we'll be... No, we'll talk about it later. Okay guys, the game we're talking about is Fire Emblem. Anyways, we have, as usual, we will do news, previews, what we've been playing, our featurettes. We have two, actually.
Yay!
And reviews.
Well, let me finish what our feet are...
and reviews.
Our versus...
Shut up, Kevin!
For first off, we will, facing off Mirror's Edge versus Prince of Persia. Which one is the best modern...
Platformer
game. Then we
Mario.
Then we will be going totally opposite direction with the best rhythm game in the market. That's right. We will be comparing Guitar Hero 4 versus Rock Band 2 versus Wii Music.
Oh my God.
Yes, it is a game.
Not really.
And of course, we will end with reviews. We have a lot of reviews, actually. Christian will be reviewing Fire Emblem extensively with his amazing opinion. Nobi Nobi Boy from Kevin. Watchmen, the end is nigh, even though I think it's the nigh is high. And you actually have a reader review, which you should have gotten last episode, but time. Reader review for Street Fighter 4. So, you know, enough talking out of me. Let us go ahead, and Daniel, take it away with news.
Okay, so our first piece of news is for the new downloadable content for Fallout 3, The Pit. Obviously, we talked about that last episode. And so the release date officially is going to be March 24th, and it's going to be 800 Microsoft points, or...
What is that in money?
$10 American.
What is that in real money?
Yes. Not this virtual crap.
Still with Microsoft.
Yeah, so that's $10 American. Okay.
But I'm still a fanboy.
What?
That had nothing to do with this.
Yeah, that did not. All right, some Call of Duty news, I believe.
Call of Duty news, okay.
Kevin, just 1 second delayed.
Okay, there's a new map pack coming out for Call of Duty World at War. Not much information has been released on it, but it says that there are 3 new map pack, multiplayer maps.
Coming out, so yeah.
Yeah, so be ready for that.
Hopefully, I'm not sure, did they say that they released more maps for Nazi Zombie Mode?
I don't think so.
Nazi Zombie Mode.
Yeah, that's really fun, actually.
Yes, it is.
But, okay, so anyways, so that's something that you guys will look up for you Call of Duty players. Some PS3 exclusive news. Christian, why don't you tell, why don't you tell, Christian?
Infamous.
Ooh.
Yes!
Infamous. So apparently it's coming out, it's been announced coming out June worldwide. Oh, and for all those who are interested in, like, really into the game, there will be a demo, so watch the sites. I don't really have any news on the demo, like, any dates, but watch. It will come.
Okay, so now...
If you wish it.
As usual, we like mixing previews with news. What do you guys think of Infamous?
Infamous.
It's pretty good.
Looks pretty...
Well,
shocking.
That was incredibly lame. We apologize for our terrible writers.
Yeah, I apologize.
Do you have writers?
I'm a writer.
Little Mexican midget.
We apologize for any Mexican midgets who are listening.
Infamous PS3 exclusive, obviously, basically a free-roaming superhero game where you play as an electric-powered person, hence Daniel's pun. Thing is, though, it's coming out in June, as Christian said, but so is Prototype.
Guess.
Which one will you pick?
That's the thing, though, because Prototype is a very similar game where it's open world, kind of superhero, but you have powers, but...
More anti-hero.
Yeah, more anti-hero.
You're out for revenge.
Yeah, the thing is that, like, it's a million...
Revenge is always fun.
Yeah. The thing is that Prototype versus Infamous, Prototype looks a million times more graphic. Like, Infamous will be rated T.
Wait, no mind. Did you say Infamous was...
Infamous will be rated T for
T. Okay, yes, okay.
Prototype were rated M, and the thing with that is M
for mature.
Yeah, for mature, and the thing that you can actually like take, you can grow like cool spikes out of your body, and cool, you have different modes of Prototype. You can like impale people,
and then slide on the ground on their entrails.
Sweet.
And in Infamous, the traveling is not as sweet. Like you can use your power, your electric powers to like
More acrobatic.
Yeah, activate a train. It's much graphically though. Prototype doesn't look as good as Infamous. Infamous.
At least for now.
Yeah,
it might change.
I don't think it'll change. I think they're too
probably.
But more guys on screen for Prototype.
It's more brutal gameplay.
Yeah, like I mean, in the future we will definitely be doing this for future versus. But I mean, Infamous.
Yay!
It looks good. I mean, lightning power based. It's cool. It's made by the guys who did Sly Cooper.
All right, Sly Cooper.
Yeah, those were
those are awesome games.
Those were great games.
And who cannot like electric grenades?
Yeah, like
pretty sweet.
But then opposed
people
to prototype,
being hit by electric grenades.
Then opposed, then opposed to maybe prototype, where you can like kill someone and like what is it? What is it, Daniel? You can like take their memories or?
Yeah, because you're looking for like who you are exactly.
Who am I?
So by Amnesia. Pretty much killing them and like absorbing them. And then you can turn into them whenever you feel like it. You absorb, like, all their memories. So it's used to, like, help figure out who you are.
Well, all their bad memories.
Let's not go into that, Kevin. Would not want to absorb Kevin.
Oh. Yeah, he just walks by and says, Kevin, you want to absorb me?
No, not really.
No.
Oh,
come on!
I can't afford therapy.
Yeah. All right, so, anyways, some games you guys would have to look out. Both are coming out same day, both very similar.
Same day? Really?
No, same month, actually. Oh, okay. And probably the same day, I mean.
Wait, Infamous, I mean, not Infamous, Prototype is
scheduled for June,
right?
Yeah, that's actually a good point. It is multi-platform, so I guess, well, anyways, we'll be versing it anyway. So, I guess news, back to news. Okay, as you know, we talked about it, was it last episode? The UT Unreal what? Tournament pack?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. The map pack that was released, Titan pack has been released for PC, now March 5th, I believe, yes, but has been delayed
for all those who are wondering, that it was yesterday.
Yes, it was yesterday. Yesterday for us. Anyways, it's been delayed on PS3, unfortunately, due to some misconceived thing that, you know, it takes longer to authorize it for availability.
By how long?
Which is pretty much some BS.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for you Xbox 360 people,
it's not going to be, again, we're going to say this, before they were not sure, but now it's definite because, well, what are you really going to add? For the PS3, it adds split screen and trophies. 360 already has split screen and achievements.
Sweet.
But 360 already has some maps already, and the patch itself is really big, and for some reason Microsoft puts... Microsoft has this weird rule in which patches can only be a certain size. I don't know why.
So, too big.
And plus, since the only thing they can add to the Xbox 360 version is new maps, and that won't be free, Microsoft wants you to pay for it, since it's a map pack.
Those cheap bastards.
So,
don't sue us.
And
we say that a lot.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for you Xbox
those
people.
Those rich.
But I'm laughing at you.
Good people.
So, back to the PS3 owners, you can expect the map pack to hit March 19th. The expansion will be free. That's something to look out for. Trophy, split screen. It's about, I think it's like $20, $30 on the market. Something you definitely want to check out. Something I rebought, actually.
You rebought it?
Because...
It's ready.
And, I mean, like, I think Unreal Tournament is, like, this kind of like Little Big Planet in terms that since they're mods, you can essentially have a different gaming experience each time. Like, there's cool mods where you can switch the camera to third person, and it looks like Gears of War. There's a Snake
especially
character.
Especially with the character looks exactly the
same.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can have Snake doing hip thrust. It's hilarious to watch.
Whoa, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy. That's enough out of me. March 19th, free map pack for UT3. I strongly suggest pick it up. It's a game with split screen trophies, awesome graphics, and like it's $30.
We all know what made the deal for Michael.
Yeah,
the trophies.
Trophies, definitely. Okay, so any more news, guys?
Yes, Kevin.
Let's see here. There's a rumor, Army of Two sequel, called The Fourth Day.
40th, Kevin.
40th.
He can't read. He's illiterate.
Yeah, that was apparently a tip-off to the rumor. So, could be
now
fake, for all we know.
Could be.
It should have been Army of Four. Army of Two sequel, Army of Four.
Army of 40th.
Some tidbits about it is that supposedly characters will be returning, setting place...
Of course
place,
they would.
Yeah. Might take place in Shanghai.
Shanghai?
Shanghai.
Of course
it does. What a random...
I don't know.
Destination for a game.
They just drop him off.
Hey guys, just go to China and hopefully nothing bad
don't
happens.
Don't stop.
Cause ruckus.
What did you guys think of Army of Two?
I didn't really play it that much. Like, what I thought, it was good. Like, when I played it, it's kind of got a good co-op feel. I think what I really liked about it more was not necessarily the game, but just kind of the dialogue that happens, like, if you're playing with someone else. Like, if you're just the fun of playing with, like, another player in that kind of system, in that kind of game. But I can't really say anything about the game itself. I didn't really play it all that much.
Well, Dan, you play extensively, and you claim you like it.
I beat it, yeah. So, I liked it. I liked the AI partner was definitely one of the best in the AI partner games I've ever played, because that was the main feature. It was actually smart. You could
walking into walls.
You could
thank you.
Pretty much control what they were doing, either because the Army of Two had the aggro feature, where whoever's shooting, making noise, pretty much all the enemies will focus on them, so then the other guy could sneak around and silently pick off the other guys. So you could either tell your partner to aggro people or sneak around and you do that. So
similar system worked. With MMOs, right? MMORPGs use that a lot too.
Yeah.
But they don't call it aggro. They call it like, elven attention. I don't know.
But that's pretty much the first time I was using a first-person shooter, so it worked pretty well.
Yeah.
And
I
liked how you could like pimp out every single weapon.
Oh yeah.
It would give them more of the
you aggro have, like, shiny, feature. Yeah, gold shiny weapons. Gold weapons. Who wants a gold RPG?
Heck, I did. I fired it all the time, and it was fun.
Kevin, you and I played multiplayer, regular, not co-op, but regular versus multiplayer. What did you think about that?
Well, it's all two people against two people.
With AI.
Yeah, with AI guys, but I found it okay. It's like mostly you're trying to weave through the AI guys and try to get to the other team to get them. Well, there are a few objectives that you can do, like try to. There's a tank one. Remember that?
Yeah, we could get out of the tank. We entered the tank, we couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Help me!
I'm stuck in the tank!
Yeah, and like, what's really weird though is that in multiplayer, you couldn't customize your character, even though it.
Could you customize weapons?
No.
Well,
you had to buy them in like in game. Like
it's like Counter Strike.
Yeah, like you can't like what I thought would be cool is that you could customize your character's armor and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't really do that. You could only really change the.
I know, but it'd be cool. That'd be cool. Yeah, all right, enough of that. I mean, it's an old game.
That was a main feature of the game.
I would recommend it if you're looking for a good cheap co-op game. It's pretty cheap now.
Yeah.
More recommend to 360 people because achievements, no trophies for PS3. So.
God damn it.
Okay, is that really it for news?
There's. For news.
Kevin. Yeah.
News.
Yeah, news. I think are pretty much out of news.
Okay, that's enough. Oh well, maybe basically Halo Wars and Killzone 2 sold well, but Killzone 2 sold better. 750,000 copies. Guest first week in America sales, 250,000 for that's like three times better for Killzone. But best RTS sales on a console for Halo Wars, impressive. But go Killzone.
Don't ever do that again.
I'm doing that again. You said that.
He's doing it again. You know he likes to do it again.
All right, that's enough news. Hope that gave you a cool update for the week. And now we will delve into preview some cool games you guys want to check out in the future. Let's start with our favorite superhero with no powers.
Pretty much the only superhero with no powers.
The Question.
It's Batman. Yay!
He's dead in the comics!
That was stupid. But anyway, the obviously new game, Batman Arkham Asylum. So, a little background. You're Batman.
Oh, really? I thought you were Superman.
No, you're
Ash. Skywalker, the Joker, or something?
Yeah, Mark Hamill.
So you.
He found himself a job.
Oh, hell!
We're sorry for that.
Oh, what is he gonna do? Lightsaber us?
Oh, he could. He's a Jedi Knight.
Use the Force.
So you're pretty much Batman, and you're escorting Joker to the asylum. But then apparently, somehow, the Joker magically prepares an ambush, and all the guys. Get out of jail, and you're pretty much trying to. You go into the asylum and look for the Joker, and point of the game, you're adventuring through and stuff. And so, got some news, or preview, pretty much, of there's going to be three primary play modes. So there's going to be like an investigation mode where you're going to be using. Christian's doing the Pink Panther theme.
You're going to search for clues and stuff?
Yeah, looking for clues. Like, looking for secrets.
Scooby-Doo, what are you doing here?
Oh, my God. And
mystery game mashup.
Yeah, so little puzzles in there. There's going to be a free-flow combat, which is pretty much you're just going to go around meleeing, beat down people. At the beginning of the game, you're just going to have, like, a set basic combos. But as you progress through the game, you'll get experience, you can unlock better ones, more complex, and you get to use, like, fancy gadgets, like Batarangs and stuff. Batarangs. Always fun.
Is there a Batman game without a Batarang?
No, you can't have a Batman game without a Batarang.
That's his, like, main tool, you know?
Well, just notes, guys. Not sure if you know this. Arkham Asylum is not related to any movies. It is based on comic mythos.
Yay!
Also noted that it's not based on the comic. It's not based on the comic Batman Arkham Asylum.
It's what? A totally no game.
There's a lot of subtext in this game. Jesus.
Yeah. It's supposedly like a lot of free-flow combats, but it all takes place at Arkham Asylum.
You're always gonna be in the building.
It's kind of supposedly supposed to be like kind of like BioShock when you're stuck in a world and trying to like find your way through. Sorry, excuse me. You'll always be in the same setting, but it's big, so you'll be facing enemies like Killer Croc.
Yay.
Poison Ivy. Please. Maybe the Riddler. But yeah, it looks really good. Graphically, I'm amazed.
Is Mr. Freeze in it? It's using the Unreal 300, so it looks nice.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. Is Mr. Freeze in
there? I'm not sure about that. If people who watch the Batman animated series, it is voiced by the same actors, so you will have Kevin Conroy as Batman.
Me? And,
no.
No, you're not Kevin Hell no. Conroy.
I'm more successful.
Mark Hamill is the Joker. So, I really... I grew up watching those. I really like...
Joke be with you.
Looks great, and it's written by, the name escapes.
Is it a writer?
Yeah, comic book writer. I forget his name. He escapes me, but yeah, it is definitely a more. It's definitely look to me. Actually, looks like a really great game. It's not gonna be like Batman versus Sun Tzu, or a really crappy Batman game that tried to do the same thing this.
Oh
week.
Yeah.
I was at the store and I saw a Japanese Batman.
Really?
I was in it's a bookstore. And I look, I'm like Japanese Batman. I'm like.
Huh. Interesting.
That makes sense.
No.
I just kind of walked away.
No multiplayer as I know of. I don't think so. There won't be.
For that kind
of game. Yeah, there won't be Robin or Nightwing. You don't know who those.
He's going in solo.
He's going in solo.
Chillicker's Batman.
Chillicker's Batman.
Okay.
You just punched that guy.
Oh my god. And so the third and final gameplay mode will be Predator mode, which is like.
I have you now.
He doesn't turn into Darth Vader.
Oh,
it's like pretty much the sneaking around one where you can pretty much use fear to like scare away enemies. You can like, no, you like sneak onto like a ceiling and you can like drop down.
This isn't Spider-Man.
He has the grappling hook and crap.
All right, sorry. I thought you meant like he's walked up a ceiling.
No, he can't do that.
He's like up there. How'd you have that? I don't
know. So he like hides in the shadows, and while enemies are walking like below you, you can swoop down, grab one of them, and like pretty much take him out like that.
Can you hide in a box like Snake?
No. I don't think so. Yeah, so it's pretty much like for stealthiness. If there's like guys who have like more powerful than you, take them out silently.
Because Batman isn't bulletproof.
No, unfortunately.
Even though designed a bulletproof armor. It's too heavy. It's pink.
And so, yeah, definitely looks like a good game. Should keep watching out for any new stuff that comes out.
Yeah, actually, I'm a big DC Batman fan, even though I don't... Well, yeah, I'm pretty... I like...
Batman, he's cool.
Batman, Superman. But yeah, something... Even, like, not big comic goers like Kevin here. Does it look good to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, but I actually prefer this over a game based on The Dark Knight, because... Okay, so Kevin, why don't you talk about your new, the cool theme song shooter Singularity?
Yay! Psychedelically insane. Okay, basically this kind of is. It takes place in it's supposedly 2010.
Whoa!
Yeah,
that's like
a
year in the future.
Yeah, but there are elements. Well, this is the backstory. Basically, it's. Well, during the Cold War, Stalin was trying to defeat all those guys.
Nah.
Stalin was trying to defeat the bad guys from his point of view. So he found this...
Hold on, Nazis?
New...
Yes,
sure.
Just in case you people don't know World War II.
Interrupting me.
Oh, wow.
Well, he found this element 99. It's basically this cool, super powerful alternative energy, and he harnesses.
And
but
he lost it.
They dropped it down the well. And he's like, no!
Oh.
Damn well.
Sorry, continue.
Okay. Well, it has some side effects to it. So, we'll basically...
Make your pee blue. stop interrupting Kevin.
Oh. Yeah, well, there's some side effects, but he said, no! Build a massive weapon out of it. But stuff goes wrong, and nobody really knows what happens next to the island. So basically, in the future, you're trying to... Stuff happens, and... Yeah. No, that's basically... Okay. Well, it's a first-person shooter, and basically, it's kind of... Like, I don't really know how to explain, but time kind of warps you into different, places in time, because...
Time shift.
Yeah, time...
Like the game Time Shift. Sorry, go ahead.
Kind of, but, like... It's because of the use of the element, it kind of messes up time and space. So you're a soldier, kind of...
I'm a girl now!
Fighter pilot?
Yeah. Well, you have this cool weapon. Basically manipulates time and objects through it.
Is that a glove thingy?
Yeah, it's that. It's kind of like a glove you have. Looks pretty good.
Some cool stuff you can do. You can age enemies. 60 years.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
old now!
They, like, disintegrate
and they
then?
Disintegrate into like bones and stuff.
Terrible.
Also, you can for environments, you can rust a bridge. You can go a bridge and rust it up, and when an enemy walks, it'll crack and break. Because
it's, to me, this seems like a super more improved version of BioShock.
Time Shift.
Like both of those combined. With
and
like,
had a mutant
but,
baby and ate Element 99.
The cool
99.
Thing about this is, at random points in the game, it'll kind of shift you to different locations and
like
time periods.
Like Time Shift.
It's not random. Yeah, it's pre-programmed.
Well, yeah.
1 minute in the future. I'm dead.
Well, you just end up in World War II all of a sudden, and you're fighting Nazis.
Hey, Hitler. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing this in my house. Get away.
Yeah, but in terms of graphics, it looks really, really good.
Oh, it doesn't look that good.
It looks really
good.
No,
it just looks shiny. With it's pulled, to me, pulled, it, it looks
oh,
good,
shiny.
But it's got
more textures and more, like, you can see rust and stuff all...
No, it doesn't look... It looks like fracture, but shinier.
But that makes
like
it good.
No, everyone likes shiny. What Kevin does, he thinks Halo 3 has good graphics, even though it's a giant sheen of glow and shininess.
That's what I like about it.
Okay,
Kevin's
then.
Half magpie.
Well, that...
Before we abrupt into
oh, yeah,
a fanboy war again.
Supposedly coming out this fall.
Fall it's a very vague kind of statement.
I know, obviously November, October. It's going to be a heck... I mean, I cannot wait for 2009 holiday season.
We're 2000.
I know, with holiday season, though.
Gosh.
We can just say this year now.
Yeah, and, like, God of War 3.
Yeah.
Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
I can't think of any 360 exclusives.
slap in the face.
Not a slap in the face, that there hasn't been anything announced.
Well, Halo Wars is just the only thing.
Yeah.
It's already out.
Yeah.
I mean, and, like, Singularity, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2.
Yay! When was that announced?
Oh, that was announced. We should have mentioned that.
What? For those who don't know.
It's been
mentioned.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
It's been mentioned.
Activision has unofficially...
Taking it back.
Yeah.
Like, no, Treyarch, stop making bad games.
Well, no, not really.
Call of Duty 5 wasn't a bad game.
Okay, well, let me make sure. There'll be Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare 2. I don't know if you're going to call it Call of Duty 6. It'll be Modern Times.
Wait, is it actually called Call of Duty 4?
No, no, 2? I don't know. I think it's Call of Duty Modern
Warfare
2. No, sorry. It's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Okay, good.
Not much details. As long as that multiplayer be expanded, there will
is
be...
Is it a continuation of the story?
No details on the story.
So Bektavish comes back.
Supposedly, there will be co-op, definitely something. I mean, that would make
online
sense.
Online co-op or...?
Online, offline, co-op. Well,
pretty much Call of Duty 5.
Sweet.
4.
Definitely tactical... Like. I mean, it's Call of Duty. I mean, the thing with Call of Duty 5 is just reskinned the gameplay and put over World War II era with maybe bayonets. I mean, this Call of Duty...
And killing Japanese people.
Yeah, this
and
Call
dogs.
Of Duty, this year's Call of Duty, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 is made by Infinity Ward, the original developers. Last year's made, of course, by Treyarch, who made Call of Duty 3, Call of Duty 2, Big Red 1.
3 is their least favorite.
Yeah, Treyarch has not been that... They're the least favorite Call of Duty developers, even though there's only two. What Activision does is that so they can put out a Call of Duty every year. They have two studios working on it, like, one at a time.
Unfortunately, every other year you're going to have a bad one.
I actually like Treyarch's Call of Duty 2 Big Red 1 for the Xbox and PS2.
I never played that.
That was the first Call of Duty game I ever played. I actually really liked it. Those guys are okay, good, but, I mean... I think it's kind of cheap that Activision would do that just to make millions of bucks each fall. Because if it's a Call of Duty table, people are still going to buy it. Like Call of Duty 5 was a reskinned version of World War II, but people still bought it.
Well, it was good.
It was good. Definitely improvement. Definitely an improvement over Call of Duty 3. But, okay, enough about that. Any other cool previews you guys want to cover?
Previews? Not that I can think of,
no. No, there's nothing really much. I mean...
Ninja Blade?
No. We already talked about that. Ninja Gaiden... Rip off, even though Ninja Gaiden is a Xbox exclusive
ripping off the Oh, but
it looks pretty. Yeah, I saw some video on it.
I'm gonna rip off my
whole game. It looks good.
Yeah, it looks good. You have this like hang glider thing. You jump off buildings. You're fighting monsters in the air and shit.
When your hang glider get destroyed.
Yeah. It's a Japanese game.
Logic, Daniel. It doesn't have to happen.
I'd play this over Ninja Gaiden.
That's because Ninja Gaiden's too hard.
No, I haven't.
Get your ass kicked.
No.
I haven't seen that. I've played it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to mention something else. Exclusive for the PS3, a JRPG known as Demon Soul. JRPG? Has been released in Japan, I believe, a couple weeks ago. Now, here's the thing, though. The developer, who the name escapes me, has no idea, don't plan to release it in North America. Now you're saying, oh, okay, that sucks. It looks actually extremely sweet, extremely fun. But here's the thing, though. The game in Japan actually has an English dialogue, English voice, English gameplay.
Interesting.
What?
Interesting.
So you can, like, import it?
Yes, you can import it, supposedly.
Is anyone going to?
I don't know. I actually might consider it because it has trophies.
Let's do it.
Trophies and
we'll do it ourselves. Let's do it. Forget it. Definitely, that's really cool. But yeah, I mean, also, speaking of PS3, Yakuza 3 sold extremely well in Japan. 300,000 copies, which is big in Japan.
Million might have been pushing
it. Yeah, Million might have been pushing it. But the thing is that they don't plan to release it in North America or Europe.
Yakuza 3. Those three.
With no plans to do it. I'm a little disappointed because if it sold that much, it looks good. I was really looking forward to the Yakuza 3 tanning salon. But, No chance of that. All right, guys.
Oh, sorry, Kevin.
Finally, some recent news. Christian, why don't you talk about some rhythm cool game that might be coming up anytime soon?
Oh, yes. I get it. Okay. For all those Guitar Hero rhythm games, Guitar Hero Greatest Hits has been announced.
Yay!
They are now making a new one.
Inform me.
I don't want to.
I want to be informed.
No, Kevin, leave the room and then we'll continue.
For the listeners. For the listeners, but not for you, Kevin.
Kevin, close your ears and bury your head in the pit.
Okay, so it's going to have the same kind of setup as the fourth one, which means it's going to be like a band game. It's going to be drums, vocals, bass, guitar.
Rock band ripoff.
Quiet, Michael.
We're not supposed to judge yet. We're not in our verses yet.
Judgmental. Anyway, so but they're supposedly taking a lot of like one of their better songs from the old games, and they're putting it all in new ones. They've got like
that's why it's called Greatest Hits, people.
Oh yes, they have stuff like people like the Through Fire and Flames by Dragon Force.
Yes.
No one's gonna complete that on expert.
Well, you should see some videos on YouTube.
No, but
full band.
Well,
that'd be
well
crazy.
They all get together. And
all get together and have a crazy party. Yeah. There's also like I think there's Killer Queen by Queen. There's
Not all.
Among the Bones by someone.
Yeah, just heads up though, not all songs have been released. Just they released a few tidbits of stuff Christian mentioned.
Oh, yes.
But it will be released in June.
Yes. No.
Yeah, fully priced game. There's not going to be a pack. I don't believe it'll be bundled with anything. But yeah.
Bundles are for sellouts.
Speaking of. Actually, you know what? Speaking of rhythm games, while we keep bringing up stuff, I keep forgetting. Rock Band Beatles. Has been announced September 2009.
Is it a full game?
It is a full game.
Full price game?
Beatles. Full price game.
All songs.
All the songs.
How many songs?
I don't know, a lot of songs.
A lot of songs.
How many times can you answer my questions?
Interesting.
Not a lot before I stalk you. it'll be coming out sometime September. Thing is, though, it'll be a bundle. So you will have instruments modeled after the Beatles. You'll have a Ringo Starr drum set.
Would they actually get you the instruments?
No, they don't steal the instruments. And, the instruments will be modeled. The game.
Yeah, I know that.
The controls will be modeled
after.
Will
they bundle it with the game?
Yes, they will bundle it as a full price.
Yay.
But that being said, there will be no Rock Band 3 this year.
Kevin's crying now.
Harmonix has officially announced, do not expect a Rock Band 3 this year.
I will expect it.
Do not expect it ever.
I'm expecting it.
But, okay, here's...
Kevin's going to be disappointed.
Here's the thing, though. As you know, this might be dealing on the verses later, but other projects Harmonix is working on, they're actually working on a song creator as a standalone project.
So you can make your own songs?
Yeah. They
be famous?
Because the reason they said that, the reason they didn't want to put a song creator in Rock Band 2 is they kind of dissed Guitar Hero, saying they didn't want to do it half-assed.
Oh! The gauntlet she's been thrown.
Yeah, we'll talk about more in the featurette, but yeah, so that might be released 2009. Don't expect a full Rock Band 3, but like, honestly, Well, I don't want to dwell too on the featurettes, but I think Rock Band 2 is pretty damn sweet. And I can live with that.
Don't go any further.
Yeah, I should. I'm sorry. All right, before we take a break, well, actually, yeah, Kevin's really sleepy.
Break.
He's going to take a nap. Any other news you guys want to talk about? Any other cool games you want to give a heads up to? Or
news? I don't have any news.
Any previews? Any cool games you've seen out there? Anyone? Anyone?
Anyone?
All right, guys.
Someone break the awkward silence.
All right, guys. We'll take our first break coming up. Then we'll do what we've been playing. And we'll do our two featurettes.
And then Bigos Picks is after the reviews.
Yeah, whatever that. All right, guys. We'll be back in a second.
Go! Okay, we are back.
Okay, yeah.
Our break.
We're back. Yay. It's been a good break.
All right, we're going to do what we've been playing now.
Yeah.
After the previews.
So, who wants to go first?
You do.
Okay. I do?
Yes, you do.
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, and Michael went to go take a leak, so he'll be back.
Well, my God, they didn't need to know that.
They did.
No, they did. Okay, fine. Anyway, what I've been playing is pretty much in my review section. I've been playing kind of like Fire Emblem. I'll talk about that later. I was playing Watchmen, the highest. The end is nigh, not the highest.
Yeah, I don't
nigh.
Know.
You guys want to miss?
Nothing, go away. We're having fun without you.
Yeah, okay, I've been playing that. I'll talk about that a little bit later, too. I haven't been playing much, honestly. Damn school.
School sucks.
You should.
But don't quit.
Burn it, and then
save keep your education.
All right, Daniel, what have you been playing?
Okay, not too much. Stupid school, also. Let's see. Little Big Planet, as usual. Killzone 2.
Sorry.
Obviously, Prince of Persia for the Versus Closet. Yeah. Versus, yeah. And I think that's all.
What have you been doing in Keyzone?
Keyzone?
Keyzone. That's my slang.
Keyzone,
yo.
Working on the single player. So, yeah. I am now.
Do you enjoy single player?
Yeah.
How far are you?
I was about to say that, Kevin.
I want to know so I can beat you.
You don't even have the game yet.
I'm going to get it.
Okay, so I'm at the mission where you're on the bridge, the Solomon Bridge.
Yeah, I'm on the same mission, actually, but I'm on Elite.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk about when I'm playing.
And so, yeah, that's where I am.
So, multiplayer, do you, like, any comments that you... I know we talk a lot on feature, anything else you want to mention, like, any cool stuff?
Nah, haven't played that much since last time. Multiplayer.
Yeah, but just one thing I've heard. I just heard at school, I don't actually have the game, but I heard there was a glitch that, the point system wasn't working, so all these people could only use the pistol because they couldn't gain any points to get new weapons. So it was like a Western shoot-off.
Wow.
But that might have been a lie.
It was a lie because the information was a 360 fanboy, which...
Why would you have it, then?
But, yeah, that would be pretty funny, though. I mean, Christian, do you like the pistol in Killzone, don't you?
Yes, of course. Like, it's like... It's like something from, like, a Clint Eastwood movie.
Christian desires Clint Eastwood to be in Killzone 2.
I do. I think he just appeared. Just like, wah, wah, wah. What is that? Where's that music coming from? It's reinforcements.
Okay, so Kevin?
Yeah, what have you been playing?
Left 4 Dead.
Boo!
No.
Good multiplayer.
It does.
Okay,
it
multiplayer.
It has amazing multiplayer. I love it so much.
He wants
I want it back.
Oh. Oh, I'm downloading, so...
We do not condone this. Actually, we actually beat up Kevin for this.
Beat up Kevin for what?
I'm just kidding.
We're not going to repeat what we talk about.
Yeah.
I'll get it soon.
Lies.
No. So, yeah, I've been playing that. Cool, playing zombies.
Are you sure they're not like necromorphs or some other bullshit?
No, they're zombies.
No, these are zombies.
Actual zombies.
There's like special powers. Zombies. Special powers, like there are four types. One, like, vomits on the guys.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
One has a tongue that strangles the guys.
That,
and
that's
one,
even more nice.
And then one pounces on the guys. And you can be the super mutant zombie.
That's it.
But that's fun.
That's it.
You can actually be a super mutant?
Yeah, you can. It's
not
kind
from
of
Fallout
like,
3.
It's kind of like a timer thing where if you get enough points and stuff, you can transform.
That's it.
Keep saying that, but you're getting more to say.
How many maps are there?
How many maps?
Four.
Yeah.
Four? I don't know, I didn't count.
There are four.
Okay,
I don't even own the game, I don't know how many maps there are.
Oh, I don't know it.
So, okay, based on what Left 4 Dead, tell me, Daniel, do you believe that the director AI system makes each game experience different in new radical ways?
Well, look.
No.
I think the people make it different, because if you're playing it online, they're going to act differently. So
that pretty much sums up every single game.
Sometimes you're going to progress through it.
And sometimes you're going to die.
Take more risk.
I've heard that before.
Or you can stock up on ammo and hold down.
Until
you kill you guys.
No, not really. You're forced to go straight.
Yes, really.
And then, like... Okay, Christian, did you find... You're a third party. Did you find Left 4 Dead the amazing, different experience each time you played it?
Well, I thought it was fun, like, multiplayer, but I didn't think it was crazy different sometimes. The only thing, like...
Like, maybe a zombie.
The only time you ever really, really notice is if you're walking and something jumps at you, like... But it'll only be one. You'd be like... There'll be, like, a closet, and then it'll jump out, and then you'll shoot it, and you'll be like, wow.
And the next time, it'll be the closet beside that closet.
Oh, my God! It came out of the
second one. And then the third time, a zombie will come up behind you. After the fourth time, a different zombie will come up behind you.
Oh, but that's
and then the closet!
What makes it fun? It's not like one of those big, powerful games with, like... Incredible graphics. It's just
IGN gave it. Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know why people say it's great. It has okay graphics.
I just play it over because it's fun.
I got bored immediately after like, not even 4 hours.
That's why I play Halo for the infection. Halo. It's kind of the same though.
Infection.
I would actually rather play Halo Infection over for Left 4 Dead.
I don't know what Infection.
I said it. That's right. I'd actually rather play that.
It's been a historical day, people.
Yeah.
What else? Michael has admitted something good about Halo.
I didn't say it was good. I just said I'd rather play it over something else.
Okay, not so historical.
Okay.
Alright, what else have I been playing?
Why are you asking us this?
Because you know all
it's
the
pondering
answers.
Out loud, Michael.
You know what I've been playing on.
Pondering.
The really? I don't care.
Okay, Battlefield Bad Company.
Oh, yeah. Still?
No, okay. I got used to it, and it got kind of fun. Unlocking weapons and stuff. For the multiplayer, the single player I haven't touched.
Don't touch.
What game is this?
I
got distracted by Christian.
That's Battlefield Bad Company.
Okay.
Oh, they released a sequel for that, eh?
A sequel?
Yep, but 2 years.
Battlefield.
2011.
Good Company.
Yeah.
Good Company. All the good toshos.
The gold, we have to donate to charity. Save the whales.
Okay, is that even playing?
Just Guitar Hero. Get on. Train. Beat your ass, Christian.
Keep on dreaming, fool.
Yo.
They're best friends.
That's mostly it.
Okay, I've just been really been playing a lot of Killzone. Multiplayer, I'm a El Capitan. Yeah, salute me. That's
don't salute him. He doesn't deserve
it. I deserve every bit.
No, you don't. You deserve a kick in the butt.
No, you deserve a kick in the butt times two. Then a night with Christian. Hey,
oh, God, no. Come on, don't drag me into this.
And then I'm just been addicted to the chirp. When you kill someone, kills onto multiplayer. When you kill someone,
like the chains and the coins.
I apologize for breaking your glue stick.
You broke my glue stick.
Why do we have a glue stick?
Don't ask questions.
Getting distracted, Daniel.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I actually really do enjoy kills onto multiplayer because it's just so freaking chaotic. I mean, I was in this one map where 32 people max, and people were just literally just shooting the crap out of each other. They had, like, medics. I was a medic. I had medics in the background, four medics each side. And people just came charging in the middle of the battlefield, blowing each other up with medics reviving them in the meantime. So
I love when there's two spawn points right beside each other.
Yes.
Everyone just spawns right in front of each other.
And the thing is that, like, there were actually, like, literally hundreds of deaths, but literally no points because we kept reviving them. And the funny thing, so it was actually intensely chaotic. Like, it took us, it was a body count, so half an hour of that, and I did not get tired of it all. I love multiplayer because I'm doing better than everything I've ever played multiplayer shooter wise.
Really?
Yeah, like.
We already talked about this,
but single player, I beat it. I already beat it. Okay, in the Versus last episode, if you didn't check it out, I said that story I gave to Gears of War 2. I still say that now, but I'm gonna say after like now something one scene in the entire game Killzone 2 story made me care. I'm not gonna spoil it. But one,
don't ruin it for me.
I'm not going to ruin it. But one scene in the entire single-player game.
Where is it?
Well, what about the rest of them?
The middle. Nah, not so much. But one scene in the entire game.
Am
made,
I close to it?
No.
Oh.
What made me like, oh, man, that is like, it like impacted me extremely.
The character died. Don't tell me.
No. Characters do die. I'm going to say that.
Oh,
but
no.
See that things I said before, characters don't affect me. They don't really matter. Except for one. One impact to a character.
The main character. He dies.
I'm not the same thing. I mean, Mizari, as usual, is an amazing actor. Amazing.
Okay, enough of this.
Yeah, enough of that. I'm just saying that, you know what? One moment in the game made me, like... That's pretty much what we've been playing. All right, so enough of that. Sappy Killzone 2. Well, I'm so depressed after that.
Sappy Killzone 2. That makes sense.
Yeah, after, like... Anyways, okay, so... Death, now death, we'll do our Featurettes are versus our Pride and Joy at Fanboys United podcast. You guys want to start with Mirror's Edge versus Prince of Persia?
Okay.
Sure. Okay, so this versus is to see which is the prime platformer for this so far, like, time era. I mean, Mario 2 years ago, so goodbye for now. Both games have been supported with post-launch DLC. So they're, you know, if you guys in the massive Christmas hysteria didn't pick any of these platformers up and you're not sure which one to pick because they're both multi-platform, we're here to help you compare it and, you know, help your decision-making if you have to or just for a good laugh. So why don't you guys sum up the game? Christian, why don't you sum up some Mirror's Edge since you're the prime sole owner of it.
Story first.
Yes, I'm the sole owner of Mirror's Edge.
What is the story? I didn't get that.
Okay, yeah. So you're in Mirror's Edge, you're a character named Faye.
Faith.
Whatever.
We know more a character name than you.
I've been beating the game. He took it from me.
Yeah, I stole it.
Wait, so you got stole it from him before you even finished it?
Yes, this is what
and
happened.
And you finished
Christian
it.
Was on, like, the last, stole it from him. Christian was on the last level. I stole it from him, and then Kevin stole it from me, and then we don't know where it is.
It's in my backpack right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, well.
Mystery solved.
Christian, do it right now. Finish it.
And then Daniel will steal it from... Yeah, anyway, sorry, go ahead,
back. Let's get out of here.
So start that.
Okay, so you're Faith, or whatever the name is, and you're like a... You're runner or a you're pretty much like a bike courier with legs, so
so a courier
hoodlum.
Courier.
A hoodlum.
Yeah, and like you're pretty much supposedly in the past you used to be ignored by the cops,
stop
but now
crunching out loud, Michael,
damn you and your chips. And but
I'm
now
hungry. You're always hungry.
But now they're like chasing you, and the whole point of the game is you just like go around and try to figure out what's happening. It's actually a fairly decent game, depends what you like. Really simple controls.
How about story-wise? Let's not get too... We're going to go by parts. What do you think of it story-wise?
The cutscenes are kind of weird.
Look like a rejected insurance commercial.
Yeah, they change.
I like those.
Don't the cutscenes look like those, but, like, rejected? Like, they're really bad?
Kind of. Yeah, they do. They have really, like, weird, like, anime kind of, like, animation cutscenes, so they're not like
low budget.
Yeah, low budget cutscenes, you know much. But
the
kind
I like.
But they're good. The cutscenes like flow pretty well. Like there's no like in the middle of the cutscene, everything just stops. Then it keeps going. The cutscenes are good.
What about this? Like I found this. Okay, well, you guys bring in Kevin. What do you think of the story?
I didn't get it. I tried to listen to it, but I just got lost. Some guy dies, some politician, and then you're like with this person.
Then you chase someone.
Yeah, you chase someone for information.
And then, like, yeah, story-wise, Dane doesn't have much info, so he knows nothing.
Sorry.
But I don't know what you do. Like, what's the point of running on roofs?
You're delivering
supposedly stuff. The setting takes place in a city in which information is controlled and the runners are used.
They're the only way to get information to people.
Yeah, privately, yes. But, like, apparently the story takes place in a conspiracy to eliminate the runners, but, like, again, Kevin said, someone is killed. Apparently that has something to do with your sister, and then... You chase people, and then you let them go, and then you get chased, and then you let them go. They let you go, and then...
There's a lot of chasing and letting go.
It doesn't really present itself.
Like story-wise, I actually like the concept. I mean, the runner concept.
Good concept.
Could work.
But
definitely.
Kind of weak.
Yeah, now let's talk about Prince of Persia.
Oh, yeah. That's a...
Daniel, this is your forte. Not really, but... I mean, why don't you talk about the story of Prince of Persia?
Okay, so, obviously, it's... New, it's its own game, not connected to the other three in any way whatsoever. You're not even an actual prince. That's just your character's nickname.
What the hell? What do you have to do to get a nickname prince?
Pick
up a guitar and name your and change your name to a weird symbol?
Maybe. Okay.
Hey, so, Daniel?
Hey, I don't have a band. Okay.
Everything else is true.
And so, yeah, so... You're, for some reason, you have a gauntlet on your hand and a really big sword.
Really?
And so...
A hole in the hilt. It's weird.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool sword.
It's a cool sword, yeah.
And so you get lost in a sandstorm and looking for your donkey named, the girl from the first game.
Yeah, it's a reference.
Yeah.
Not actually her.
Turn into a donkey.
But she's a donkey.
Although you can, if you pre-ordered it, you could get the costume for Elika. Yeah, so then you're lost in a sandstorm, and your donkey's carrying like a king's ransom worth of gold, and you're like really pissed off because you lost it. Hey, kings are worth a lot of money, apparently.
Whatever. Let's go.
And so then you randomly meet this girl who you fall into a pit, And then she lands on you. Kind of awkward. And then these guards are, like, following her. So then you, like, you're like, hey, I'm going to follow you. And so you follow her. And then you get caught up in this adventure. And then Elko's part of this, like, people who worship the God of Light. And who are protecting the Tree of,
like,
Life.
Osiris or something.
No.
Yeah, Osiris is the God of Light. Or Maz.
And then there's... Then
Osiris
there's...
is an Egyptian god. Don't forgive me that.
I don't know.
And then they protect the Tree of Life, which holds the God of Darkness.
Ahriman.
Yeah, Ahriman.
Tree of Ahriman.
Life. God of Darkness.
That Ormaz trapped him in the tree. Don't know how you can stick someone in a tree, but...
Stay in there.
And then... But then Elka's father is, like, mad at her. Because... He's stupid. And then
releases Ahriman.
Yeah, he, like, chops down the tree, and then you're like, you're stupid. Go away, I don't like you.
And the entire game is the prince and the princess. Well, not the real prince, obviously, just going around the lost city.
Are you a princess?
Yeah, huh? She is.
I know, and I meant, like, the prince isn't really a prince.
Oh.
Yeah, and okay. So you're just trying to get Ahriman back into his
tree. Yeah, you're supposed to, like, go to these, like circular, like, almost
the healing grounds.
The healing grounds, and you're supposed to cleanse them with the cross.
Yeah, and each cleansing supposedly weakens Ahriman, even though he somehow gets stronger.
Yeah, considering the bosses keep getting harder.
It's because they have their layers in the heart.
Okay, so story-wise, which one did you guys find more appealing?
Prince of Persia.
Yeah, Prince of Persia.
Not even close. You know why? Because we actually understand. Because
I could follow it.
Yeah, we actually understand.
It's actually
literally no competition.
Also,
because
there's a lot more depth to it.
More depth. Like, I mean, every time.
It doesn't switch from, like, gameplay to some random, like, anime cutscene.
I think what it does well is that it also integrates story plot, background information. You can talk to Elika.
Oh, yeah, you can just stand there, like, you keep pressing the button, she'll, like, you actually.
And you get
to
trophies for it. Yeah.
A trophy, but.
Two. Singular.
But, like,
two.
I mean, you can, if you want, you can just go. Game with fun. Well, I don't want to talk about the gameplay yet, but I mean, story-wise, it's presented itself well. Cutscenes are used in-game graphics.
It's the voice of the prince, is the guy from Drake's Fortune.
Nolan North.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
I like that. And he's good at that kind of, like,
character. Yeah, he's got that same kind of feel to him, like, he's...
A jerk.
He's a troublemaker, but you like him.
You like him. He's funny at times, like...
But it makes me miss Uncharted, and I won't.
Oh, yes.
The second one's coming, don't worry.
Don't worry, Michael. We'll come.
Okay, moving on.
Anyway.
So, yeah, I mean...
Okay, for story.
Story. Like, honestly, what's the competition? Under story that's decent, we understand, to story that's crap, and we don't understand. I mean, that's kind of...
If you're into a game with story, you're definitely going to like Prince of Persia more.
Yeah, it is definitely an adventure platforming. Mirror's Edge is just some convoluted, insurance-rejected commercial mascot.
Okay, moving on.
Now, about character-wise.
Character-wise.
Who did you like better?
The main protagonist is the good guy, right?
Protagonist.
Faith versus the prince. Which one?
Prince and Elika.
Fine, the prince and Elika.
Yes.
I find this one kind of hard because not how you think. Like, I like the prince better than, but I think these characters, you gotta remember that in Mirror's Edge, you don't really meet other characters out of cutscenes. You only meet, like, maybe one or two other characters out of a cutscene. The rest of them are pure either a voice on your headset or a weird anime character. So I think we gotta
insurance commercial.
That.
Yeah,
but there isn't really any other characters in Prince of Persia.
Yeah, that's the thing about Prince of Persia, though. Prince of Persia has four characters, like, good, like, main character, like,
good guys.
Yeah, I mean, like, we'll talk about villains later, but I mean, bad guys later or whatever. I mean, like, the prince and Elika.
And her father.
Yeah, the prince is a jerk. He's a jerk, but a funny one. Princess is a highly responsible, is that to say, like, she's responsible?
High status.
She does believe in her.
Yeah, she's not high status. She believes in responsibility, but she's, like...
She doesn't really know much about anything else.
Yeah, like, she's just been
naive.
Thrust with this responsibility, but she is filling that role as a princess for her people. So, but I think that problem with Faith, the main character, Mirror's Edge, the character herself is a good character.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't explore her as much. I mean, she's just as loyal as Elika.
They could have an awesome, like, backstory.
Yeah, she's one of those feminine characters that aren't going to be, like, touted, like Tomb Raider or Heavenly Sword. Like, she's a strong-willed character. I think, character-wise... I don't know. Faith is a strong character. You do tend to side with her story. The prince can be a bit of a jerk at times. Like, he's a pessimist.
But that's funny, though.
That's funny, though.
Because there's the two contrasts.
Yeah, I know. But I think sometimes he's just too much of a jerk at times.
Yeah.
I don't really find him much of a jerk. I just find him, like, someone who's been thrust into, like, a really weird situation and is using almost, like, black... Like,
he's always cared about himself. He's never...
Like, I just think he's, like, almost the guy who's been thrown into a situation that really is out of his league and he doesn't know how to deal with it, so he's just doing, like, random humor.
That's because he's a loner. He's never had anyone else to, like, deal with.
He's antisocial.
Exactly.
Okay, here's the thing, though. There is, for Mirror's Edge, I mean, main character-wise, I'd give it to Prince of Persia since there's technically two. And two beats one. But Vaith is still a strong character. But thing is that, for overall good characters or whatever, I mean, there's Mercury... That his name? The guy, the voices.
Oh, the voice guy, yeah.
Yeah. Character-wise, this is where I'm going to give it. This is where it's bad for Mirror's Edge. The characters in Mirror's Edge are completely inconsistent. For example, is when, like, when you're playing Vaith and you do something that Mercury doesn't want you to. It's like, what are you doing? And then Vaith just goes, come on, help me. Okay. No questions asked. And, like, one cutscene, he's a hard, gritty person. The next, he's this happy, nice, really willing to help with anything with no, like, tongue-in-cheek. Is just really weird. Like, he opposes to what Vaith is doing, but helps her with no questions at all. Huh. And I think, okay, maybe because he's a good friend. No, but, like, literally changes his tone. It's like, he forgets everything he did before. And then, like, the rest of the characters, I mean, the police chief from Mirror's Edge?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even get that. It's like, what's the point of him?
Oh, it's, like, her sister's boss or something.
Yeah.
Something random. I don't know why he's in there.
That's exactly my point. The characters are not memorable. Like, in Mirrors, in Prince of Persia, you're going to remember Elika. You're going to remember the prince because they have a great dynamic together in dialogue.
Also, the fact that there have been previous games before it, so you know the Prince of Persia's kind of... The fact that...
It's a standalone game.
You know that his title, so...
We're looking at him like an idiot.
No.
Okay, let's ignore that.
Okay, let's keep going.
Okay, so, I mean, what are you guys who are you guys going to give it to for good character-wise? Like, main characters?
I mean, what it is right now, I gotta go Prince of Persia, but I can see Mirror's Edge taking it.
The franchise, yeah.
If they give it a little more thought, put some backstory, put something that's actual, like...
It's something.
Like, yeah, like, Faye is, like, kind of like a character with no actual bones or anything, just, like, a skin. If they can add some muscle
fill
and bones
out.
To that,
yeah.
Fill it out, I can definitely see it becoming a better character.
I'm going to have to agree.
I mean, Prince Persia, just because Elika and Prince, and, like, Nolan North, I mean, Nathan Drake voice, he's the best.
Yeah, he brings that, like, well-known voice to
it. Yeah, what do you give it, Kevin?
Yeah, Prince Persia.
Okay, so now let's talk about bad guys, antagonists you're going to meet in the game. Mirror's Edge,
Is there a bad guy?
They're really bad guys. You only,
politics.
It's like a mystery game. I don't know.
Yeah, like you only
politicians,
fight...
Politicians, that's who's to blame.
You fight regular guys. That's it. People with
fight
guns.
Fight the cops more than often.
Yeah, fight the cops. When you get further in the game, you fight against other fellow runners, supposedly. Older cops trained to be like you and chase you down.
Oh my god.
But I'm not explaining why or how. That's
undercover.
But I mean, compared to Prince of Persia... you talk about enemies, Prince of Persia, you guys. So.
Prince of Persia, enemies. There are...
The main, obviously.
The main
enemies
is
god Armin.
Yeah, Armin. But he also has, like, these little, like, minions that he used to control things. They're people who have, like, been corrupted, like,
they're
and they have
pretty
amazing
much
powers.
Donated their soul to him.
Yeah, they asked for power and he gave it to him. There's the warrior, who used to be a king and wanted to protect his people, so he asked for power and he was taken over. He's like Armin's personal like enforcer. There's the concubine.
He's a bitch.
She's
a bitch. She's a hoe.
Pretty much she used to be and then she was exiled or something and she got
power.
Like,
no, she was like beautiful and that's how she used her like beauty to like get what she wanted. But then like
hoe.
But then so obviously someone didn't like her being with this powerful guy, so then she had her, like, men, like, make her ugly, like, beat her up and stuff, and then, so she couldn't use her beauty to work anymore, so then she went to Armin to,
oh, yeah, and
ask
she's
him
like,
for help.
Yeah, she's, like, really into, like, illusions. Whenever you fight her, you, like, have to go through this entire thing, you gotta chase around the illusions. It takes, like, forever.
There's,
it's really, really annoying.
There's the hunter. There's not much backstory on him, is there?
There actually is.
Is there?
He was a hunter. He's a little more sadistic.
He was a prince.
He was a prince who liked to hunt, and
he pretty much killed everything he could.
And then he went to Armin looking for the ultimate prey.
Himself. No,
humans, you jackass!
Yay!
And then there's the alchemist, who was an alchemist, and was evil, and used Armin to
become evil.
Perform his alchemy. get more better stuff.
Didn't like people like reject his ideas.
Yeah, and then
like, no, I want people who like my ideas.
Now see,
let's go to the evil
side. As you heard from our little summary there, clearly we're gonna get the Prince of Persia because each enemy has a cool backstory.
Yeah, they actually worked on their backstories.
Yeah, Mirror's Edge. I don't even remember any of the names.
Random police officer.
All
one.
I remember. Grunt all one. I remember is some like bulldog sinks like logo.
The logo was the enemy.
That's all I remember.
I mean,
really.
Prince of Persia, well, this might dwell on the gameplay, but later, but Prince of Persia, you're always constantly fighting these four characters. Mirror's Edge, like...
There are some random generic enemies.
Yeah, they're for Prince of Persia, or...
Prince of Persia.
Yeah, like, yeah, but they're not that big, I mean. But I mean, Mirror's Edge, you're basically reskinning enemies. Guy with the machine gun, guy with the pistol, guy with the big machine gun.
Sure.
He's wearing
sure,
black armor.
The biggest machine gun guy.
He's wearing white armor. He's black.
But like all
he's
police,
white.
Though.
So, like,
he's kind of Asian looking.
He's kind of Asian looking. It's reskin people. You're not going to remember any of these characters. I barely remember.
Well, obviously.
I only remember.
You remember anime.
Yeah. And it all ties back into story wise. I mean, there's nothing point there. Okay, so I don't want to keep dissing Mirror's Edge story and
so
characters.
So let's go into something.
So let's just immediately. Character over. Bad guys, obviously Prince of Persia. What do you guys give overall characters?
Overall
if
characters.
If they can develop Mirror's Edge.
Good characters, I'd give Prince of Persia, but with the development kind of thing. But the bad, like, I don't even know if, like,
there
bad recommendation for Mirror's Edge. Make an actual enemy.
Make a bad guy.
That we want to beat up.
Like, I don't, like,
chase.
A mob, like a mob boss
I chase
or
him.
Something.
Chase him.
How about you, Kev?
Yeah, for Mirror's Edge, I really think there's nothing really to judge except the police guy.
But the thing is, they tried.
Yeah.
They tried. Well,
try
they
our
failed.
Bald, fat villain. Ooh. Remember
yeah.
him. What's his name? We don't know. We didn't come up with a name. We forgot.
So, yeah.
Name
I'm going to give it to Prince of Persia. A lot more enemies, variety.
Okay, so we all give overall plot. Yeah. Now, let's talk about the meat. They're both platforming games, both released the same window, holiday season. They're really the only platforming games on the market. Why don't you guys differentiate the two platforming and what they each, you know, what they do differently, what they do the same?
Well, they're both big on acrobatics.
Yep.
Yes.
Although different kind of acrobatics, because Faye, if you try to jump from building to building, you will die, and you will die fast.
Yeah, so
but,
you have to look for obstacles to kind of get around. And,
yeah, so it's more like when you play Mirror's Edge, it's more like a connection game.
It's
when
first person too.
Yeah, it's first person and Prince of Persia's third person. But when you're playing like Prince of Persia, like it's got kind of like that more fantasy kind of style. Like, you can run up. You can run. Beside walls, over roofs, you can grab onto vines. Like it just has a more like look around kind of focus.
For Prince of Persia, yeah.
When Mirror's Edge is very like just keep running, follow the red things, and you'll be okay.
Yeah, what I do enjoy about Mirror's Edge is that since it's all first person and they do the atmosphere well, you
feel like
well, yeah. If your vision is kind of blurry and you're kind of a little hungry for me, I have to be a little hungry to be immersed properly. But I think what Mirror's Edge does the best is puts you in the feeling. That you are doing this parkour, doing these cool moves, and if you string a bunch of moves together, it feels great.
Oh, yeah. And the best thing about Mirror's Edge just kind of comes back to gameplay a little bit, but it's simple. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's just beautifully simple. Two buttons. One for going up, one for going down.
And
it is just so beautifully simple, and it works so well.
And the rest is for grabbing different parts of your body.
What?
Wait, your own body? or
just
enemies.
Triangle to touch your foot.
Ding!
Trophy.
Yay!
No, I'm just joking about that. But yeah, it's... The thing with Mirror's Edge, though, is that when you string moves together, it works beautiful. Good luck stringing moves together. Because...
Yeah, that is a little bit of a problem. Because...
Well, Ken, what did you find? You actually enjoyed Mirror's Edge out of all of us.
Well, I found it flowed really well.
Both games are big on flow.
Also, that the trophies were pretty good for the...
That's all that matters.
That's part.
Yeah, you know, for the stringing moves together, I found I'd do it randomly. I didn't actually try to get the trophies, but... Yeah, it's an interesting...
It's linear, though. That's the thing about
music.
Oh,
yeah,
quite
but
linear.
You can
but,
go
but you could still kind of go different ways.
To the left or the right of a building.
Wow, I love that openness. But, I mean, the thing with Mirror's Edge is that also everything is guided for you. I mean, both games, actually, I should bring this comparison. Both games have a guidance system for you to get where to go.
Yep.
Mirror's Edge has that look.
But
yeah.
You can take it off, though. It will... Yeah, an expert, I think... It's
well, okay, let's
on.
Just discuss it first. Mirror's Edge, everything is guided by a red thing. So if you have to walk a red plank, it'll be red. You have to jump on something, it has to be red. You have to grab something, it'll be red. Whatever.
But I think it helps because...
No,
problem...
it does. It does. I don't want to... I hate in Mirror's Edge when I have to explore and like one part near the last end of the level, you have to look where to go and there's no red thing. I'm like, oh, shit, I hate this. But when I see the red thing, I can go with the flow. But, okay, so enough Mirror's Edge. What about Prince of Persia?
Voluntary... You press a button, and it...
Yeah.
Elka uses her magic,
yeah.
sends a flying
Thing about
orb.
Prince of Persia's gameplay is that this is, like, the first platformer you're not by yourself.
No, because all the other ones, if you've been, like... If you have a character, it's always been like, well, I'll see you at the end of the level, because I'm going to get there somehow, but you have to go through the entire thing.
There's a war! Anyways, Daniel, why don't you talk about some of the AI for Elka? Is she a good partner to have for a platformer?
Yeah, she doesn't get in your way, first of all. She'll always stay behind you. For vines, if you climb on vines, she'll just jump on your back, and you pretty much just carry her across. She pretty much follows everything you do. Never gets in your way if you're on a ledge and you need to go back because you messed something up and she's on it too. You'll, like, get screwed and have to, like, restart. You'll just move and then she'll, like, jump over onto the other side and you can just keep going. So it's never a problem, AI.
The thing
and
is that...
Even in combat...
She, Elka, has magical light god powers, semi... that she usually helps the prince perform jump moves, so prince can't double jump, so one of the powers is that press triangle.
It's a double jump.
Yeah, it basically she teleports your powers and throws you.
Pretty much, yeah, but it works.
It works well.
Take that! I throw you!
Yeah, and then as you progress... Okay, yeah, so basically, the thing about... So that's gameplay-wise. I mean, it's standard... Prince of Persia is basically standard, like, jump, grab, move up.
Pretty standard, but Elka adds
like the other
Yeah, the thing is that the difference between the two is that for platforming-wise gameplay... Mirror's Edge, you will always be stuck with your same moves.
Yeah. Because
Prince
like,
of Persia, you develop.
Yeah.
String together. Combo.
Yay.
Yeah, once you go and you kind of get the hang of when you look at a screen and you'll see all the possible, like, paths. Like, you'll see the little, on walls of these kind of, like, worn-out sections where you can run on. You'll see more, like, stalactites and it does have a certain kind of, like, once you get the vision kind of almost, you'll do better.
Yeah,
you can perform more advanced moves as you progress, once you learn most of it.
Yeah, for Prince of Persia, Elka develops new platforming skills, so, like, one, she can, like, run up walls, go in different things. What else is there? There's one where she can, like, grab things from a distance and swings you around. But the thing is that both are great platforming, and the platforming aspect, if I have to choose one, because the prince is always with Elka, you don't feel as connected. You feel like you are you're relying on her,
mm-hmm.
right? And like, there's no in Prince of Persia. There's really no trial and error because you don't actually die in Prince of Persia.
No, yeah, Elka saves you at the last
one thing
minute.
You can never actually.
Yeah, die. She
brings you back either if you're on a platforming segment. She'll bring you back to like the last solid platforming area where you were
yeah.
and drop you there.
And then Mirror's Edge, you just die. And then you checkpoint. I just hate... The thing is that, like... I actually like, for the platforming, Mirror's Edge just a little bit better because when I do nail a flow well Mirror's Edge, I feel fantastic.
Get
you great.
Immersed into
I
it.
I feel great. But when I string moves in Prince of Persia, I'm like, eh, that was cool. But there's no... It's not as fast.
There's no consequence if you fail.
Yeah, there's no consequence. Just, okay, here you go. I'll put you back. Brush you up. Go ahead again. Mirror's Edge.
Aww.
I broke my back. That's too bad.
Kevin, anything you want to mention on Mirror's Edge, or...?
Well, add on to that, it kind of gets annoying once you keep dying at this certain part.
Yeah, oh my god.
Yes,
it
is.
Reminds me of the old Mario games,
oh.
where you kept messing up.
Kept rubbing it in your face.
Yeah.
You lose!
Failure.
Okay, so now, keep going gameplay. The thing that it will differentiate the two is
fighting.
Combat, yeah. Mirror's Edge combat... What do you talk about Mirror's Edge combat?
Mirror's Edge combat is annoying to the nth degree. It's cool in a certain aspect, but the problem is, as soon as you try to take on more than one guy at a time, you will die a horrible death. If they're in like squads of two, you will die. You will die very fast.
Yeah, I found them smart. They'd like go around like these containers.
Oh yeah, like the AI. The AI is smart. They'll go around, but the problem is when you're trying to fight them, you
hard.
Either. Keep punching them and hope they don't shoot you, or you, if you're fast enough, they hit the reaction button and take their gun.
Yeah,
get a shotgun.
Yeah, but the gun, what do you think of the gun mechanic? I mean, these are the developers who made Battlefield.
I found it awkward, though.
Yeah, because you couldn't, there was no, like, I understand why there wasn't
a
sight, because you obviously don't know how to use it, but still, like, you can't get your aim any better, and the gun sight for all the guns is exactly the same, except the sniper rifle, which makes sense, because, well, there's a scope right on the damn thing.
The thing with Mirror's Edge, though, is that, like, it's... I understand why it can be awkward, because she's not meant to use these guns. It's pretty cool when you do disarming moves in slow motion.
Yeah.
Those are cool to do. But Prince of Persia Combat is amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's got...
Daniel, why don't you talk about it?
Well, it definitely has a definite flow to it. It won't be... It's not a button masher like the other ones, where you're, like, swinging your sword around, chopping limbs off, and stabbing a dagger into people. It's... Well, obviously, there's pretty much just separated into four buttons, each of the face buttons, depending on which controller you have. The A or X button is your acrobatic button. The
square or X will be your main sword attack. Y or triangle will be your magic. Yeah, circle or B will be gauntlet. Each your strength. Yeah, it's really well
done. So you pretty much can press any button, any sequence.
And whatever you do, it looks awesome.
Yeah. It'll flow together. Like, if you choose, like, a sword attack to start off, the prince will obviously swing, like, well, if you, yeah, have to be in actually close to the enemy, or else you won't swing, and then the enemy will get an attack at you.
A note is that Prince of Persia's combat is always one-on-one. You'll never be fighting more than one enemy.
That's the big change.
That's the big change, but that makes combat so much more cinematic.
Oh, yeah.
Because the four bad guys we mentioned earlier in the featurette was, you will always be fighting these two. I mean, these four. But each time they get stronger, they get to develop a new ability along with you. So combat is really well done. I mean, I love the cinematic flow. The camera's amazing. It works well. And compared to Mirror's Edge combat, which is just half-assed, understandably.
At some points, good disarming. So we've already said that, but the rest is kind
of pretty much. Later in the game, when you're forced to do a lot of hand-to-hand combat, it's unplayable.
One thing I like about Mirror's Edge is that, or not Mirror's Edge, Prince of Persia, my apologies. Prince of Persia...
Not accepted.
Prince of Persia is that when you're facing, like, when you're facing actually any enemy at all, you won't be able to use the same combo over and over again because they, like, change form or something, and it makes it so that you can only attack with a certain type, like, they'll either change it so you can only attack with Elika, or you can only attack with the sword.
Wait, isn't it the...
Or no, you can only start initiate. A combo. Yeah, you start can only, a combo you can only start that. A combo with a certain thing.
Because that would be stupid just pressing the same button.
Yeah, Prince of Persia's combat is very cinematic, very well done. I mean, like, it looks awesome to watch as well to play. Mirror's Edge is awkward to play and
like, every combo you do looks like a finishing move in other games.
Yeah, actually, that's a great... Okay, so
one of the good things I was going to say, like, I don't know how this is for Xbox 360, but I know that the PS3 is a trophy if you can fight the bosses without using a certain attack.
Trophies and achievements are the same, yeah.
Well, I know I didn't do one. I can't remember who it was, so I was trying to do it in the second or third battle, and it was so hard, but it was so awesome because I got to see so many more cinematic attacks, so it's just good.
It's easier if you get them over within the first boss fight.
But both for quick... Good jump back to platforming. Both have a guidance system, so you can't ever get lost.
Compass.
Prince of Persia, Elika will send this magic light orb that'll show where to go, and the red thing again from Mirror's Edge. Okay, so gameplay-wise, combat, platforming, that's the main meat. This is a platforming game. What do you guys give it to? Prince of Persia.
Yeah,
I give it slightly to Prince of Persia. Because I prefer that game.
Yeah, and the tipping is, of course, combat.
Yeah.
That is the main tipping point, right?
If Mirror's Edge was designed to not be a combat game and to be like one of those games where like, oh, they're coming, better run, that would have been better.
Yeah.
But because they tried to like make it a running game and a combat game, it just didn't work.
Yeah, well, they do put you in the sense that you are running, but they still put situations where you do have to disarm someone. There are chase scenes with guns, but they're really lame.
I actually like them when you're running and you can hear them coming behind you and they're actually shooting at you.
But sometimes you get hit so many times.
Yeah.
It's like, ow, dead.
She's not even wearing any armor. It wasn't... Like, you could disarm them, but you wouldn't actually fight them. Like, if you get ambushed by, like, a guy coming around a corner, you do the disarming, take his weapon away, like, knock him out, and then just keep running. Shoot him up.
Like, a really quick thing instead of, like, disarming him, having to get back to your original thing, shoot him four times, press, get rid of the gun, then start running. Then by that time, you're... are dead.
Okay, so gameplay, obviously to Prince of Persia because of combat. Now, let's talk about graphics. Both good-looking games.
Graphics.
Both different styles.
Though. I'm having some trouble with this because they're different. One's first person, and the city is like, the city of Mirror's Edge is very
simple.
Utopian. Stylized. Yeah, that's a good word. Very stylized, utopia. Like, everything is one primary.
Nice and very clean.
Very primary colors, very clean.
Nice and bright.
Nice and bright.
Prince of Persia would look like a watercolor painting.
Yeah, Prince of Persia watercolor painting. So
beautiful anime style graphic.
I wouldn't go
not super anime.
I wouldn't say anime style.
Cartoon.
Yeah, cartoon.
Yeah, cartoon. Definitely cartoon, but not like... Almost like Drake's Fortune.
No, not Drake.
That's like Drake. So almost like...
No, Drake's Fortune is meant to be realistic.
Stylized realistic. Okay.
Yeah, but still, it's got that stylized
Prince of Persia is supposed
to
be art. Art, well, or that Prince of Persia is art, and Mirror's Edge goes for more realistic, stylized approach. Yeah,
I don't really find it.
If it was made into a movie, it'd probably be a cartoon.
Yeah, Prince of Persia, but the thing is, both of them.
Maybe.
Well, yeah.
I'm gonna give it to a tie because Prince of Persia is a beautiful art style. I agree, but I'm not a big fan of some of the lame tech. Like the art style itself does kind of purposely downgrade graphic wise.
Yeah.
There's not gonna be really cool detailed textures or anything. Mirror's Edge is a very solid looking title. I actually really do like the city. I love the graphics are extremely highly detailed for the city and atmosphere. Character models are decent.
Decent,
but I think I'm going to give it to Mirror's Edge, actually, just because it's more grounded. It's more my type of graphics. But what do you guys give it, like what do you mention? Like,
I guess I'd give it to Prince of Persia, because I find it more unique and kind of...
Oh, okay, fair enough.
And, yeah, a different way of putting it.
What are you doing?
For me, I don't know. I really like just standing on a ledge in Prince of Persia and just looking at the scenery. It'll just look...
Because Daniel can't draw.
Really. it'll just like seem... Once you heal the world, totally different look. It's just really peaceful and beautiful. If you just actually stand around and not do anything, you'll hear like the wind blowing, like crickets. That's nice. But I'm going to have to give it to Mirror's Edge because... I did, personally, the graphics just, I don't know, were more kind of my style. I like more realistic feel to it. But, yeah.
Okay, Christian, what do you give it?
I can't really go either way. I'm just finding it really difficult to compare them because they're very different.
So you're going
to
give it a tie, then?
I'm going to give it a tie on the grounds that they're just way, way different.
Yeah. But they're both great.
Both great.
Yeah.
Both you can play without your eyes burning out.
Okay, let's quickly wrap this up. Sound wise, what do you think of any music that made you, or acting?
Well, sound.
Mirror's Edge. I didn't really.
I didn't hear any music from Prince.
Run!
Mirror's Edge. Get your ass out of here.
Well, there were bullets firing. And...
Yeah.
Well, when you grab onto a ledge, it kind of slaps.
I think we're gonna have to give it to like. Just sound and atmosphere. Just give it to Prince of Persia because there's Prince stuff. Mirror's Edge, there's...
Yeah, there's... Just because...
There is a cool sound of when she's running and when she lands. When you are sprinting faster, you do hear her breathing harder.
Yeah.
It's a good tappy sound when you run, but there's no music to up the tension. If it is, it's very subtle, but it doesn't work because some music is...
I don't notice.
Yeah, like you don't notice it because...
It's epic music to like an epic battle.
Yeah, Prince of Persia is very, very great. It uses the Arabian, kind of Arabian feel to
Arabian.
It. The music is interactable with what you do, so when you finish something, it'll end with a cool note.
In your fights, changes to...
Yeah, it's very cinematic music. I do enjoy the Arabian theme. So I'm going to give... Now, what about acting?
Acting?
Prince
well,
of Persia, because of, no, of Persia, Nolan yeah. North.
Prince of Persia.
Nolan North, I mean, he's one of the funniest video game voices ever. He's Nathan Drake. That's all I can really think of currently. He's a Marine in Halo 3.
Really?
Yeah, he is.
That is awesome. Like, let's go find him.
Yeah. That's the only thing I'll probably play Halo 3 for, just to hear Nolan North. I mean... Elika's... They're decent... Prince of Persia's actors are amazing, but there's only, like... Realistically speaking, there's only, like, three, four actors.
Yeah, because they're only, like, all the enemies are probably the same five. Person.
Some of the voices...
Well, the Hunter doesn't talk, but he's the only one
talk. The concubine is voiced by the same lady, I think. Because they just warp her voice.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I could be wrong, but like, yeah.
What about
I don't know. I don't know. Definitely.
Who knows? But we're probably gonna say that even though there's only realistically two.
Mirror's Edge actors. Faith is well done.
Yeah,
Faith is well done, but it's just that it just goes back to characters. They're not memorable and they're inconsistent. So I feel kind of sorry for the actors. They have to play this rough, kind, angry, mild person. And, yeah, and since they're not really memorable, I mean, you play the bad guys, you're like, you know, get over here. She's over here. Where'd she go? I don't know. Why do we all sound the same?
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I mean, obviously, acting, I got to give it to Prince of Persia because Nolan North.
Even though there's less, there's more.
That's good.
Charmin.
All right,
great,
guys.
Now they're going to sue us, Kevin.
So, overall,
Barman.
Both have post... now, this is something I want to talk about. Both have post-release DLC downloadable content.
Yeah,
Mirrors added some free time maps.
Yeah, they had time maps. I never did
them. I did them. They're free, but then I'm not gonna play them.
I know there's one where it reduces the game like back to like a development stage where everything is a box. That's like, cool. I'm not even kidding. Like it goes. I've never played it, but I downloaded it. It's like, oh look, it's free. It apparently like brings it back to like some sort of development stage.
Okay, so. Yeah,
Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia has it just came out recently, March 5th, epilogue, which is I thought that kind of a dick move.
Why?
Because it's the ending of
it's Prince. It's the real ending.
It's the real ending, and making
you pay for an extra like
yeah.
How much?
Well, yeah, but
3 hours.
3 hours.
That's not bad.
But I mean, why am I paying for the ending of a game?
Well,
you bastards.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe they weren't gonna do that, but they found that the viewers were like, "What the hell?"
No, this is what I think they did. I think what they did is that they finished epilogue as part of the game, but then they said, "You know what?
Let's make the payload! Some assholes."
Okay, we'll say it's not great a move, but still a good downloadable content.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So, let's give it overall. What is the best current platforming out there? Prince of Persia or Mirror's Edge?
Prince of Persia.
Yay.
Okay. If you're, now, of course, we like to do this just for the fun of it, just to give our personal inputs on it. If you guys to give a number score to each game, what would you do? Give it.
Number score to each game. Mirror's Edge, I would give a number score around a 7, because I haven't actually gotten to the end part of the game where you're talking about the fighting, but I did notice that when I was fighting those like cop parkour guys, yeah. They kicked my sorry ass. Yeah. That's not the point, but the beginning when you're running, it's fun. I enjoy it.
Good concept.
Prince of Persia, 8 because I find that sometimes the puzzles don't work, especially when you have to pull a lever.
Yeah,
Elika kinda just won't come. That's the one problem.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't want to. You can't make me.
And then she disappeared near the start. Yeah, and the puzzles can be annoying at times. Yeah, but so, still, all overall, so, and it's a tad repetitive at time.
Yeah.
But Prince of Persia is still 8. Mirror's Edge 7. That's what I
guess. Mirror's Edge, I also actually give it a 7 because it's a good concept, good game, but it just lacks story and identity. Not identity, story, and just that it's not memorable and combat is kind of wonky. Prince of Persia, I'm going to give it 8.9. Nah, you know what? Screw it. 9, because it is a solid platform experience. I have equal amount of fun with this and Super Mario Galaxy. Well, maybe not as much, but it more than fulfilled my platforming game, as well as giving me a new experience with Elika as a co-op. Daniel, what do you give it?
Okay, for Mirror's Edge, I'd give it... I got a 7.4.
Screw it. 7.5.
Okay.
I changed your score.
Good concept. If they make a new one, definitely.
It's a franchise. It'll be a franchise.
I've
heard they're making like they've already said they're making like 3 of them.
Yeah, and
either fix the combat or
the story.
Make it less.
I would actually forgive them if they reboot the whole thing.
Yeah. Make a new game. 1.5.
Mirror's Edge, the other edge.
The other edge? Why was it called Mirror's Edge?
Because you're on, like, you're supposed buildings. To, like, the mirror's edge. Because you're supposed to be on, like, the reflective. You're, like,
Yeah, screw it.
Very skeptically.
I am not explaining this. I knew there was a reason. There's, like, something.
Okay, Daniel,
like...
what would you give Prince of Persia?
Okay, so Prince of Persia. I'd give it a 9, too. I like the Prince of Persia series. It was a nice twist making the like a totally new not join game. I think it worked.
Yeah, they did something different and they pulled it off well. Kevin, so 9, Daniel, anything else?
That's
Kevin, much. Final oh, score. Oh, you played the least of these two games.
well, Mirror's Edge more, but for Mirror's Edge, it's a unique game, and since I've mostly been playing first-person shooters, it's a nice change. I find it flows well, and so I'm gonna give it a 7.5. And for Prince of Persia, I like the combat system a bit better. Well, a lot better.
Because there is a combat system.
Yeah. Yeah, and the platforming elements of it too, so I'm gonna give it a 8.5.
Ta-da! Okay, so there's our platform featurette versus Mirror's Edge versus
Prince of Persia. You can also get multiple costumes for each character.
Assassin's Creed, the original Prince. But yeah, we give it
and the downloadable content, it also gives you new costumes.
Oh yeah, that's true. But the prototype,
whatever.
Right, we're gonna take a break?
And
yeah.
For some humor, in the Pharah costume for Elika, if you like, make her go, like, vertically, if she's, like, on your back when you're on the vines, you can, like, make her, like, skirt go up and you can see her panties.
For Daniel. Humor.
Daniel.
I'm not sure why they did that.
Daniel.
In a tea game.
Just...
Christian's just like, oh, disgusting. Women, ew.
Come on!
Okay, guys, we're going to take our break. You know, we give it to Prince of Persia just because of, you know, I guess Nolan North.
This worked better.
Music, actually, music and combat is beautiful. Yeah. We'll take a break, then we'll do our music rhythm featurette, which is the best music game of 2008, or, you know, in current. Then we'll do reviews, Big Nose's picks.
Yay!
Wordplay, and we'll end the show. We'll be right back, guys. Thanks.
I'll be right back.
And we're back with music first. I'm just kidding, guys. We have Kevin playing guitar just to... Okay, shut up. Stop it. Stop. Quit. Yep.
It's solo time.
No.
God.
Guitar solo. Guitar solo over. Stop it. There you go. All right, guys. That was just... our music introduction. Now we'll do our second featurette of the night, day, wherever you're listening to this, Eclipse. we'll be reviewing the music game of 2008, Guitar Hero 4 versus Rock Band 2 versus Wii Music. And again, yes, it is a game. All right, guys, let's immediately sum it up. Let's make this a quick review. Which one?
Yes.
Did you? Like, let's sum it up. Guitar Hero 4 and Rock Band 2 are clones of each other. Which one's a clone, though?
I am.
Guitar Hero.
I am.
Guitar Hero was obviously the clone. Guitar Hero was guitar before Rock Band has the full band set. Now, let's talk about Wii Music. That's kind of different because...
it's like a messed up child they gave birth to that they just put out on the street and Nintendo took it in.
Yeah. Now, see, like this is probably going to be one of our new Nintendo bashing things, a Nintendo game Christian actually doesn't like, surprisingly.
What are you suggesting?
I don't know that...
he likes Nintendo games. Well,
look at your box of Wii games. Anyways, moving on.
No many.
Have a sister, you know.
Wii Music really...
manlier than Michael.
It is... shut up. Tell him you're hurting my feelings. that could be insulting your sister because I'm so damn macho. No, Wii Music is different. It's definitely hit toward the Wii casual crowd. When we played Wii Music, the four of us...
jokes.
It was hilarious when we were all just four
we
guys.
We made a music video!
Four guys, Wii Motes, Wii Nunchucks, and just
strangling
flailing,
each other with
the cords. Flailing our arms in a vain attempt to replicate instruments.
Yeah, I just walked into his house and I'm like, what?
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
All three.
Okay, keep shaking, guys! Keep going! Faster! Faster!
Yeah, just waving their arms. And...
yeah. Okay, enough of that. Okay. Let's talk about gameplay for Rock Band versus Guitar Hero. I mean, the things scroll down, you press the buttons on the replicated controllers that look like the instruments. I don't think we can really properly explain gameplay for Rock Band and Guitar Hero. I mean,
how about graphics?
Well,
and
the
story.
Interface.
This version is kind of hard. I mean, we all do enjoy the music genre. We actually managed to pull Daniel into the music genre.
Yay!
I mean... Guitar Hero really was a Guitar Hero was a really guitar only eccentric franchise. What do you guys think of it branching out to the band? Does it pull it off as well as Rock Band? I think that's
I think it's not that it's any better or worse. I just think that because they have a certain kind of gameplay, a look, a feel that
directed to guitars.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what they have happened in the past, like the games they've had in the past, it restricted them of how they could make it, so they had to make it a certain way, and it just didn't work. But when you came to Rock Band, it was entirely new. They did it any way they wanted, and they took advantage of that. They made it a really, really solid game.
I agree. Now, another quick, cool industry note, that the guys who made Rock Band are actually the creators of Guitar Hero. They made Guitar Hero 1 and 2, then they broke away from the company and made Rock Band. The new developers of Guitar Hero made Guitar Hero 3 and 4 is Neversoft, who made the Tony Hawk games.
What?
Yeah, that's
interesting.
It's a little bit tidbit, so...
because it makes sense. Skateboarding and guitars. Oh, yes. All together.
But, now, let's do something different. When we put Rock Band and Guitar Hero, we all do our specific instruments. Christian does guitar. Big Nose, Daniel does bass, or bass.
I think I got a fridge out of the freezer and start playing.
Fish.
On it.
And Kevin does drums and I do vocals. Let's talk about the differences. Christian, which guitar parts? Compare them. Which one?
Well, it depends what you like. I find the rock band songs because they have to be based on very, like, band. With the guitar songs, it's more like a repeats. That doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that there's a lot of, like, sections where you'll be playing, like, the same note over and over again. Then you'll switch to keep going. You'll switch back. But it doesn't mean it's any worse. It just means it's more based... They're coins.
It just means
that it's more based, like, entire band.
It just means that they're coins. I'm just
kidding. But when you're playing, like, Guitar Hero, it's, like, all melody. You will be, like, seriously, like...
See, those are music terms I don't even know about.
What are you guys talking about, that? I don't know.
Like, it's very, like, fast, like, always moving, and you can hear it. But still, I still think that Rock Band just is better. It's just more fundamental.
Really? So you actually find the guitar parts trumping Rock Band, even though it's Guitar Hero?
Well, I find them that they're just more... They're more basic... Feel.
That's Daniel.
They're more basic and have a better band feel, but because Guitar Hero has to make the guitar interesting, it doesn't have a very good band feel.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. What do you guys think?
I think the
band... Well, no, you know, let's talk about band feel after we talk, but Daniel, bass.
Bass.
No difference.
No, not really.
Bass is always the same. Just do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
It's the background music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't really want... Like, the only thing different for Guitar Hero is that you can just strum itself.
Yeah.
But, okay, bass, there's obviously really nothing to compare. It's just... Kevin, what do you think of drums? You played the full drums for both. You have the Guitar Hero 4 drums, and you played on the Rock Band 2 drums with the cymbals.
Yeah, for Rock Band, I found it... Well, both Rock Band 1 and 2, I found it was more of a variety of notes you hit. Kind of like it changes up into different types of beats.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just the songs or the actual interface, but... For Guitar Hero 3, I mean 4, I was surprised because all you did was do the same repeat function over and over again until the end of the song. And maybe they added like one, like, hit the blue thing once in the song, but I didn't find that fun. Nope.
Vocals, so you give the drums to Rock Band?
Yeah, I give it to Rock Band.
Okay, vocals, nothing really compares to that. I hate the vocals in Guitar Hero.
I don't understand them.
I don't know either. Okay, the Rock Band works beautifully. You see the line? That's the pitch you're supposed to sing with the words underneath the Rock Band.
I can't pitch myself. It doesn't work for me.
Daniel's just incapable. Guitar Hero, there's this weird sigma line, and there's a ball indicating your pitch. And the ball is where your pitch is at. But the thing is that the ball will always be where you're supposed to be singing, and it rarely deviates. And the ball, when you're not doing anything, it just, like, starts, like, going up and down the little interface. And just, I'm like, what? Like, what? And I'm staring at the...
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't cooperate with your voice. And goes really high pitch.
Maybe it's, like, interfering with the rest of the button mashing and the actual
sound. Yeah, I don't...
No, really... But when I was playing alone, singing alone in my room...
That's what Kevin does at that time.
Yeah, it didn't really work as well as Rock Band 2.
I enjoy Rock Band vocals. Now, this is a band, okay, let's go to Wii Music now. What do you guys think of playing guitar on Wii Music?
I'm sorry.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
You play guitar. Okay, look. Wii Music.
It's a casual.
All it does.
Make you look like an idiot.
If you're one of those people who don't have any rhythm at all,
play it.
Play it. It'll help you. If you are like a Guitar Hero god,
hardcore, yeah,
don't play it.
This is
you just ruined just yourself. Imagine,
four guys just waving. Oh, like I said, we're just waving around. I mean, it kind of like it. At least it.
You can't lose.
Yeah, you can't lose, and at least it manages to basically imitate an instrument. So when you're playing guitar, you hold the nunchuck up and you strum with the thing. So you're actually supposedly.
It looks like you're playing.
Yeah, so it looks like you're playing air guitar, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of vocals, Kevin?
Vocals.
I mean, sorry. Drums. What? Drums for.
Wait, there is a vocal part. You just.
No. I'll talk about my part. What do you think about drums?
It's just consistently just.
Yeah, you just shake the tune.
It does the noise for you. The different like the different tunes for you. Just.
You can pretty much freestyle the whole song.
Yeah. Daniel, what about bass?
Same as guitar, I guess.
Everything's the same.
Vocals. Okay, there's a big difference since in Wii Music there's no vocals. You can be a vocalist. But you end up just pressing two buttons. And they do them.
You can play as a cat and dog, too!
Yeah. Now, let's think about Wii Music. It has over 70 instruments. like
you but have, you don't play them.
I think that's cool. Personally, I just think it's funny. Like you just see like her playing like the mouth
board. The electric triangle.
Yeah. Like you just ran like that's one good thing about the game, like it's random.
What about the beat is a beatboxer?
Yeah, there's the beatboxer, there's the rapper, there's the karate guy, there's the
cheerleader. He just goes, wah, wah.
But basically, someone can choose the instruments for you without knowing, and you'd basically do the same exact thing.
Yeah, you could, like...
I could be playing the drums and playing the gong, but I'm doing the same motion.
If they blindfold you.
Yeah. What am I playing? And they make you deaf. What am I playing? Okay, guitar. You can literally just do the guitar motion for, like, 5 hours, playing different of the 30 different string instruments. And okay, what about the okay? Now let's talk overall band feel, which including Wii Music, which game makes you feel like you are part of a band?
Rock band.
Rock.
Wii Music. No, rock band.
Well, the thing about the Guitar Hero is that, as Christian put it poetically in a way, that it is meant for single play. It's like they took Guitar Hero's single part and just copy pasted it 3 times for the drums and the bass and the vocals, but the shiny dot.
Yeah. Aside from that, like as Sam was saying, like the drums, there aren't our drums. They pick songs that are good on guitar. I pretty much think this is the criteria. Guitar always is first. Guitar Hero makes sense. Then it goes. Does it have words?
Huh. Yes.
Yes, it does. Is there a percussion part? Yes.
Sure,
yes,
why not? Is.
Is there a bass?
Yes.
There has to
well,
be.
Well, it's good.
No. Let's just add some random notes for that bass.
And the thing about. Is that you can't, first of all, overdrive is for when you act at a score multiplier, blah, blah, blah. For Guitar Hero, it's just really confusing. I found it, Kevin, why don't you explain it? You own it. Why don't you explain it? I'm confused.
About the drums I found was kind of better because you actually hit the two cymbals and you can time when you want. Star power?
Yeah.
Star power!
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, and then in guitar,
The guitars are found kind of the same, though.
For star power?
Yeah.
Well, as for band feel, I actually like, because I'm not sure in Guitar Hero, does each one have an individual star power?
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
I think so.
I thought it was band.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, we're confused. That's the thing that we've thought about Guitar Hero.
Google.
The theme is, I mean, the interface is just confusing. I mean, you can see your total band score, but you can't see individually who's failing or not. It's on the top left screen, it's very small, it's a squint. And when you do, you're not looking at your notes and you fail.
Oh, that's too bad.
Rock band. Everyone has their own star power. When you deploy it, your interface changes, it's glowy feel. You can all do it together in a super score multiplier. The scoreboard is beautifully shown on the side as a giant bar. It's just Rock Band is such a better feel in a band. I mean, they put everything so consistent. In Rock Band 2, they're actually drum solos.
Yeah, there is. one song. It's Cool as Cats, I believe.
Yeah.
Rock Band 2, check it out. It's good.
Yeah, I mean,
drum solo.
And then... I mean, we all deploy our star power. I mean, like, when we're playing Rock Band, I'm always like, Christian, deploy star power. Daniel, Kevin, deploy star power, right?
Yeah.
I mean, overdrive. Overdrive, and then everyone's overdrive. And the animations show, too. Like, everyone's just, like, going crazy ass.
And you can have a unity bonus.
Yeah, and then, in Guitar Hero, I'm just like, Christian, activate star power. I did. I don't see anything. I'm confused.
What's happening?
What's mine? What? What's going on?
How did you activate mine?
Damn it.
Yeah, just to confirm, Guitar Hero 4 does have individual star power.
Okay, well...
Thank you, Grandmaster.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So then, and plus interface in Rock Band, you can tell who's failing or not.
Yeah.
In Guitar Hero,
it turns red. And you're like, oh no! Kevin's losing because he plays on hard.
Okay, now the thing is, the major thing that in Guitar Hero, if you fail the song, nothing you can do about it. In Rock Band, you can save people using the overdrive, which is cool. I actually find that cool. That's a big no. I mean, that's the thing that sucks on Guitar Hero. If you fail, you fail. That's it. No.
You fail. Go home.
Rock Band, I do enjoy that feeling when someone's down, they can at least just take a break if it's too hard, and then you can get them back up. Get your ass back up. But then, that's fun to do. I really enjoy that. Now, Wii Music takes a very different approach to band.
You don't fail.
You don't fail. There's the same tune for everybody. No, it's not actually. No, yeah, that kind of is.
It depends what part. If you're playing harmony or
multiplier. There's no competitive.
There's no points.
There's really no.
You don't progress in it. You don't unlock anything.
You can unlock songs.
That's it.
Really?
Ooh la la. That's
the only thing is that you can make a music video, which is just
that puts a better band feel because you can watch your Miis.
But we made a hilarious one where we all played as cats and dogs.
Which is basically going, meow.
And and or Wolf. It was hilarious because we were like, made a music video, and for some reason we were doing it on a giant cake, and there were like people around it, like doing backup stuff, and it was pretty creepy.
That's
what I do say so myself.
That's the only band feeling you really get because
making a music.
Yeah, making music, watching it, and then. Because originally when you're just playing the game itself, you feel like four idiots, like waving your arms around like idiots. That's what.
Yeah.
And then when your parents come in, you're like,
"What are you guys doing?
You're high."
Oh no.
No, we're not. We're playing instruments.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about band gameplay. Gameplay, they're roughly the same.
Yeah.
Yes. That it's more Guitar Hero oriented for Guitar Hero, obviously, but the band feel, it definitely goes to Rock Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now. What about components itself? Now, the thing is that Christian, what do you guys? Let's talk about songs. That's the important thing about these rhythm games. Which one has better songs? That includes DLC, downloadable content as well.
Well, I'd say if the first Rock Band, that was a big problem in the first Rock Band I found. Not a lot of variety, there was a variety, but it wasn't really that great. But then, when the second one came out and the interface much better. Like the menu song interface, there was just the second one had a.
Sorry.
Oh God. Anyway.
Fingering at you.
The second one just had much more songs. It had good DLCs, like actual bands when they released a song. Like, oh well, put it on Rock Band, like
All American Rejects.
All American Rejects Real have world. A few. What was the one on? The one you like by the bear and the.
The bear.
The bear. No, the one with the. The thinking one. How long you think about me?
That's kind of. Oh, I don't care.
I don't care. Thank you.
I don't care. Yeah, I like that.
That one. That's a new song released on Rock Band.
Yeah,
so
and the but the majority of the songs on the disc are similar for Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
Yeah.
Both have Everlong. Yeah. Both have Eye of the Tiger. Both have repeated other songs too. We're not really music oriented. Like I don't think we can do that well. I mean, there's another podcast, Amplified Gamers. We're gonna plug them. They're more music oriented. If you want more details on that, but. I mean, hopefully they plug us, but they won't. It's just song selection. Song selections is any other song. It all depends on your preference. Both have real bands. Both DLC-wise are going different branches. Guitar Hero's really going more for those. They're going for more Oasis, Smashing Pumpkins.
Really heavy.
They're more like 70s and 80s bands,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Guitar Hero, I mean, Rock Band is definitely more rocky, but they do have the really crappy songs like Miranda Cosgrove. She's the person from iCarly. They have her song on there. Snoop Dogg will be on Rock Band.
It's not a bad thing.
I know, but song-wise, we don't know too much. I give it a tie because I love what's that song by the Linkin Park?
I've Done.
Yeah, What I've Done. I love that song, Guitar Hero. It's only on Guitar Hero, but I love All American Rejects. On Rock Band, Real World, Move Along, Dirty Little Secret. That's like our only song set. Okay, so songs.
Because you're in charge.
Yeah, I'm always in charge. Now,
choking.
Yeah,
choking,
so we'll give it a tie. Is a tie fair, guys?
Tie's
fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about. Okay, let's talk about.
Wait, a tie between all three?
No, sorry. Okay, enough. Okay, tie between the games now, the waggling mania. What do you give. What do you call it? What do you give, definitely. What do you think of Wii Music? What are the songs?
Are we still talking about this? Oh my God!
There's Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday.
There's Happy Birthday. There's
Chariots of Fire.
There's
the theme like some movie.
There's the
F-Zero.
The F-Zero. There's
it's pretty much Nintendo music.
Nintendo, yeah. Cheap bastards. They either made their own.
Do they have Legends of Zelda?
Yep.
Do they have Mario?
Yay.
Yep. But
it's pretty much either Nintendo themes or kiddie songs.
And if you wanna say Happy Birthday to your son or daughter or any relatives in a cool, funky way, don't do it on Wii Music.
No.
That's with the entire opposite direction.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, songs tied for them for the games, we music, just kinda kick it a couple times and Christian will spit on it, Daniel will
it's dead.
Yeah. Okay, now let's talk about the peripherals. Did I say that right?
Syphilis.
When you say syphilis.
No. Kevin was diagnosed with syphilis yesterday. It's very tragic. No,
that's all mine.
Yeah. Okay, which one has better peripherals?
Don't you like? I personally like the Rock Band guitar. I haven't really used the other ones a lot.
Sorry.
What the hell was that?
I looked at the time.
Okay, I like the Rock Band guitar. It just feels like an actual guitar. It's not some like little like
ukulele.
I like ukuleles.
Yeah, Daniel plays the bass using a ukulele, but...
And, yeah.
No, not
really. I like the rock band Peripherals much more.
It's big, weighted. Guitar Hero 4. Kevin, what do you talk about the guitar in Guitar Hero 4? Do you like it?
Oh, I like the touchpad.
Oh, it's gay. Moving your finger up and down the neck. Whoa,
no, but when the special when the special notes come on, you just have to, like, touch it and, like, go...
Touch it, feel it, stroke it.
Yeah.
That was creepy.
That's what I hate about Guitar Hero. Just going, whoa.
But that's what I like about it. It's... And you can, like, tap the notes. Terrific. You can tap the notes instead of...
Yeah, but you can't see
tap the normal notes.
You can't see the...
You slide.
You memorize.
You slide.
Here are the bottom buttons in Guitar Hero, a Rock Band. I like that, though, because I do solos in Rock Band. You don't have to fret using the middle, the neck ones. I like doing that. Nano just imitates that.
I never use those ones. They're really, really painful.
Yeah, Christian has giant fingers. He'll just press all of them.
Whoops!
Okay, so, peripheral guitar. I give it to Rock Band because I just like the more realistic. I like...
Yeah, is there a difference in basses?
No.
They're all the same.
I think I give it to Guitar Hero.
No, just
everyone
for the guitar.
Got lazy in basses and they just made it all the same.
Yeah.
Well, they actually...
Yeah,
I've heard of Mike Goldie told me about this. They actually have released an actual bass guitar. It's like a little longer and it's got the strum button you told me was like... It's
Mad Cats released a third-party controller. It's wired, though.
Mad Cats makes everything.
The cool thing about the bass guitar for Mad Cats is that since bass guitar, you're strumming a lot, the same rhythm, it splits the fret bar in half. So your two fingers.
It.
So you're strumming up like Daniel actually. You strum up, Daniel actually, when you play bass.
Yeah.
You can do up and down with two fingers. That's good. That's cool for bass. Rock Band, Guitar Hero, not so much. Okay. What about the drums, Kevin? Let's talk about drums by themselves. The drums alone for the Rock Band. Without cymbals, without add-ons.
Without cymbals.
I give the drums to. I give it a tie actually.
I give it to.
I have a question. Is there a story mode for Guitar Hero drums?
What?
What?
Oh yeah, there's that character who plays drums and. Well, I don't know. It's
there's no
like
story
a
in these games.
Kind of
no,
like a cartoon.
You know what I mean? Like they have that so low. Like you go around, you get fans. You just can you get unlock the songs. Is there? I don't know. I know there's one in Rock Band though. You can pick anything. But is there one like that in a Guitar Hero?
No.
Is there?
No. There's no fans.
Not I meant the story thing.
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, what do you mean? Like, mean cutscenes? Like, you gain popularity during cutscenes and stuff?
No.
Okay.
That's a lot of no's.
Kevin, drums, go.
Well, the Guitar Hero one has 3 pads, and the Rock Band one has 4. That doesn't really matter to me, though, because of the cymbals, but I'll give it a tie, then.
I prefer the pads on Guitar Hero drums. They feel great compared to the Rock Band. Rock Band 2 drums are decent. They're good drums, but I love the pad feel of the Guitar Hero 4 drums.
They make annoying noises.
No, it's actually really good. It feels really great. But the thing I'm going to have to give to Rock Band 2 drums alone, because the one thing that ticks me off about Guitar Hero drums, the foot pedal. A flimsy piece of crap. All plastic.
No, I agree.
It's a flimsy piece of crap, all plastic. There's barely any height to it. And there's no stationary part, so it's loose.
That's gonna, like, slide around
time. You'll start sliding off and start hitting the ground.
It's like, oh my god, where's my pedal?
Yeah.
It's on that totally.
Yeah, I give it to Rock Band. But with the cymbals, if you add them to Rock Band 2, I give it more to Rock Band, because cymbals are awesome. Christian's addicted to the cymbals.
Oh, yes, the cymbals are so much fun.
I haven't played cymbals.
Yeah.
Okay, mics. Which mic is better?
Michael.
The same.
They're the same, I mean, but
it's
really
it's a microphone, you don't use it, you just speak into it.
Now, so, what do you give overall for peripherals to the...
Overall...
I give it a Rock Band.
But if it is...
I can't really say it's only do the guitar, but Rock
I think
Band
high.
Seems...
I give it to Guitar Hero.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Now let's talk about the things that will... those are all similar things, but what the difference is between Guitar Hero and Rock Band. Rock Band story has a tour mode, which you actually gain Rock Band, you gain fans, you gain money.
You'll gain stuff.
Yeah, you gain stuff.
They have a lot of, on-screen
cool.
instruments.
Yeah, you
can
do.
Can you customize your clothes in Guitar Hero?
Yeah.
From a shop store?
Yeah, you can do that. But the thing is that Guitar Hero doesn't offer that. In Guitar Hero, it's the same as the other two. You just when you beat a set list, you unlock another set list. So on and so forth.
You also unlock clothes and, different equipment, though.
I know, but that's the thing, though. But, I like it. Rock Band's feel that you are a band touring.
Yeah,
you are gaining fans, money. Okay. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention Fearful for Wii Music. No, You just,
it's the Wii Remote.
Yeah, that's it. You just...
Okay, enough.
Yeah, oh, enough of that.
We're sorry to tell you this, but Wii Music is not going to win this. Unless somehow we're gonna spoil it magically...
Yeah, now the thing, the difference is that Guitar Hero has a song creator. Create your own songs without vocals and upload them to in a half-assed Little Big Planet style where you share music and stuff. Kevin, you use this the most.
Oh, I use it kind of, but...
Do you think it's good? Do you think it's half-assed? Do you think it's complicated?
Do you think it's
I don't think it's that complicated. Novices can kind of get into it, but...
Michael, touch the damn...
What is that?
This thing?
What?
Oh my god.
It was a Kinder Surprise, I think.
And sorry, just keep going. We got distracted.
And yeah, it's a little mic, Kinder Surprise
so
toy.
If you hear something wrong, it's Michael's fault. Blame him.
Alright, oh back to Guitar Hero. Goodbye, What was I? Okay. Oh yeah, the song creator. I think that novices can get into it and really create songs of their own, but the editing part is, I find it's kind of hard because if you mess up, you kind of have to do it over again, and you can't really go back to the part that you messed up because to start it,
then
you have to
mess up.
Yeah.
To start it, you have to take your hands off the strum pad and click the record button, and then you quickly have to go back to the strum pad, so it doesn't really give you enough time. But I've seen some amazing songs on there. People have just created a bunch of really, it's really creative.
But they must have invested a lot of time into that.
They have. Yeah,
I kind of believe they didn't put vocals.
Nah, well, it might not have worked because some people might have different voices, but and it wouldn't be able to map out the different.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but still.
Rock Band, they're playing it anyways, but like, Rock Band has no sort of that thing.
But I don't really mind.
Yeah. Christian, thing is that Christian doesn't have an opinion on the song creator for Guitar Hero because he just gets addicted to the keyboard.
Oh, yeah, it's so much fun. You have a keyboard, and then you put it on, like, your, and you just hit random ones.
Yeah.
I'm pretty terrible because I don't, like, really have any, like, for that. So I just, like, pound the guitar.
Okay. Wii Music. Nope, too bad. let's talk about, finally, online versus mode. Now, there's a difference in online. Guitar Hero is direct. It is a tug-of-war type of thing.
Oh, that's so much fun.
You can do either one. You can do the tug-of-war or...
Score.
Yeah.
Now, Rock Band, it's different. You don't actually face them directly. You play as a band in a challenge, you upload your score, and then when you play online, the score will show up as an opposite, a different band. And as you multiply, you see your score change, like compare. It's basically comparing scores. Like the old arcade type of thing in which you see your other person's score first and then you try and beat
them. Aha, I beat them.
Yeah.
Figure is mine.
It's not actually direct, which just kind of sucks. But it's understandable in a way, because that means that when you can face someone without actually them being there, it's at different times. Both work well. Both are lag-free. Both work extremely well. Wii Music has no sort of online. I have to give that a try.
Because it wouldn't be a competition since you can't lose.
Yeah, okay, so...
You don't even have to hit the right notes.
Now, what I'm going to talk about next is the final tie, which I'm actually going to give to Wii Music. Is the... Whoa, they everyone just, like, looked at me in this deathly stare.
What are you talking about?
What is it? What are you,
The character creation.
Oh, well, yeah, well, because the Miis.
Yeah, because in Mii Music, you use the Miis, and they replicate. Like, we all have Miis that look pretty much like us, even though I make them the bad features of these guys prominent. But if I did scale it down, they would look actually like us. And Guitar Hero and Rock Band, no.
Well,
similar, but
because Guitar Hero and Rock Band are like, they say it's customizable, which it is to a sense, but it's a lot of like preset, and there's more preset things in. Oh God.
In what?
What
in.
That was my phone.
Stop messing with the. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
There's more variety. And then Guitar Hero, I hate it because I might reveal a little too much about myself, but you cannot create an Asian character. Guitar Hero, you cannot create an Asian character.
You sad.
That made me really sad. And then.
Michael's Asian, just so you know.
Well, everything's dead silence because, like. Moment of silence for the lack of Asian.
Wait, you're Asian? That's why. What did this happen? That's all.
But then the thing with that is that in Guitar Hero 4 customization, it's all basically the same character. He has a big chin, big big forehead, Daniel Skate's big nose. I actually managed to perfectly replicate Daniel in Guitar Hero.
He's very proud of that.
Yeah, I'm very proud of that. But everything else, I can't replicate Christian. I can't replicate myself. I can't replicate Kevin.
I'm irreprecable.
And then it's in Rock Band, you can kind of replicate, you can kind of make a stylized version of yourselves.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but it's not as deep. I mean, if you go to how deep it is, Wii Music actually has the deepest customization because it is Wii Mii's. Then next is to Guitar Hero because you can actually change the width of the jaw and stuff, but you can't make Asians. And
that ruined it for Michael.
Ruined it for me. And last is Rock Band because it's really just face 2, face B, hair color 1, 2, or 3, color this and that.
Yeah, that rhymed.
It did.
Yeah.
I'm a poet.
Three.
No, you're not. Don't lie.
Okay. So we've been talking about this a long time. The thing is that we may not sound as into it, but we actually really do enjoy Rock Band.
Oh, yeah.
Entirely. I think our record is how long we played straight? It wasn't 12.
No, 8 hours.
Eight hours.
That would have been a lot. I could see us playing for 12 hours. I could.
Yeah, we could. Yeah. If we had the time, we would.
We just don't have stupid school.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we love Wii Music. We did play Wii Music. We did try.
It was funny.
Would
we keep coming back to it?
We're probably going to play it after the podcast just for good laugh.
Yeah.
But Guitar Hero, I'm not a fan of it because it's too... it's just a ripoff, a clone ripoff that I don't enjoy. So, which is the best rhythm music game? Christian, what do you think?
I gotta say with Rock Band, like, even though Guitar Hero is more made for guitars, which I play, I still like just kind of like the fun, the band feel. Like, I'm playing, but then, like, the drums go into, like, some crazy thing, and I can, like, listen to it. Instead of me just, like, always being playing and just never getting a chance to, like, rest.
Daniel, what do you give it? You're, like, the third party of this music thing, and this is not your big deal.
What?
Like, sorry. Since you play the least music games out of all of us,
yeah.
But which one, you played all three a lot, so which one do you enjoy?
I guess I give it to Rock
Wii Music,
Band.
Obviously. Oh.
Yay! Oh, Michael.
Okay, Kevin?
Okay, if we're playing together, would give it to Rock Band because it has more of a bad feel to it, but I mostly play by myself because we kind of... Only kind of like weekends we don't play Rock
Band. Besides that, we don't just interact with each other.
So overall, I mostly play Guitar Hero for the single player. I find it's better than Rock Band's. So I'm gonna give it to Guitar Hero.
I'm gonna give it to Wii Music as the worst of the three.
I was gonna say now we say that a meteor's gonna hit us, so now the recording will say you did Wii Music.
Yeah. Ew. No. I give it a Rock Band, too. I love playing as a band. I do enjoy playing with these are social rejects.
Yay!
It's fun. And plus, it has all American Reject songs. Huge fan of those guys. I give it a Rock Band, too. Wii Music. I just think it's this really... If we're all really just really bored and just we need a good laugh, we definitely give it to Wii Music, but we're not. Okay, we're going to take our final break. We'll do reviews. Big Nose's picks. He's pretending to hit me, and then we'll finally end this show.
Yay.
God. Yeah.
And we are out.
Alright, guys, we are back. We're actually going to cut reviews short since we realize this is going to be another 2-hour plus show.
Why?
I'm really proud of the content we do, and I hope you guys enjoy it too, but enough of self-loathing or whatever.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Stop messing with the computer, for Christ.
Okay, so reviews, we're going to cut it short. We're going to definitely do a reader review since we really appreciate it and we don't want to cut it back. But Christian, why don't you start with Fire Emblem, prize strategy franchise review for the DS. Go.
Yay!
Get them jumping up and down. The Fire Emblem. Well, I got to say, I'm a little bit disappointed. I know, it's sad to say, but I'm a little bit disappointed with Fire Emblem. I think it's really weird because I went straight from the Game Boy Advance to the DS. I haven't played any of the Wii versions, so maybe it's been slowly getting more stylized and I just haven't noticed, but I'm used to like the little characters on screen, like, running around, and I think it was great. I liked the Game Boy Advance versions, and I'm not a big fan of the way the DS version looks in combat, although, touchscreen, good idea. It definitely had to come to this, I will say that. There are a few things I do like about it. Wait, I'll stick with what I don't like first. Well, it's really hard to get characters because you're in the map and you'll know you can get them because they're not the boss. They're just some random character, but you don't know who
I'm Phil.
Yeah, pretty much. But you don't know who has to talk to them till you fight them because then they'll say, like, oh, whoever, why did I have to come to this? Or some bull like that. It's
like, you couldn't have told me that before.
Yeah. You must so then you, like, after you kill them...
Continue.
After you... kill them, you have to restart the level all over again and do it again, so it sucks like hell. It just sucks. One really cool thing, though, the reclass system. Before the game, you can go to, in the pre-battle thing, you can go to a thing called reclass, and you can change a character into any class. Well, not any class, like certain classes can only become other certain classes, but it's just really awesome. Like, if you have a guy, he's like, you have like, six cavalry guys, you can change one of them into like a mage or a knight or stuff like that. So that is really good. I enjoy that.
Sound like Final Fantasy Tactics. Anyway, so anything else you want to note about the game, Kevin? Anything?
What about the main character? Can you change him into?
No, there's certain characters you can't change, like thieves and the main character.
Yeah. What about the story?
Story. It's not weird. Okay. It's just weird that like, and some things are different because I don't think in the old game, you'd always try to save your characters, and even in the story, you'd never sacrifice them. In this one, you actually had to purposely sacrifice
it's
one.
It's fucked up.
You have to send one to this fortress, and it goes off and dies. Like, there's no hope for it. It's
so
dead.
Yeah, basically, your leaders, or this old guy, just says, oh, there's no other way. We have to sacrifice one of our guys. He has to dress as one of our guys, and he
have to sacrifice.
But I don't want to send my guy to die.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell?
Why?
Can you find a way around this? Because I saw playing then.
So.
No, I was trying to
press the B button.
It's like, no, I refuse. Cancel.
Also, story wise, for in the beginning, basically your castle is getting attacked by. This other empire, and you're basically Marth.
Marth.
Yeah,
but this is kind of cool.
Yeah, and
what about
your sister is...
No!
Your sister's in charge of the castle and the empire, while their parents have gone to fight in a great war. So basically your castle's now... No.
Don't want to say it.
She's drunk.
Your castle's under attack, and everyone's kind of fleeing, but... Your sister says, no, I want to stay. I can protect it. Yeah, and
yeah,
the advisor's kind of like,
just,
you have to escape. No.
It's a tad of a disappointment. I still find it fun to play. I'm going to give it a chance. But as of now, I'm not enjoying myself.
Me neither.
Okay, that's all I got for Fire Emblem. Moving on.
You going to rate it?
Yeah, you have to get number score, dude, out of 10.
Not available because I haven't played it that much. I'm on the fourth chapter. I've been trying. I just can't.
But you have to get number score. Like.
Fine, it's a 6. Above passing, but not by much.
I'd give it a 5.5.
I have not touched it.
Me neither.
Good job.
Okay, so,
yeah.
Again, I mean, if it's not that good enough to finish through and through, I mean, I don't think it can get any better. It just gets harder since it's the anime Advance Wars. But they made Advance Wars Days of Ruin, and maybe they're Redemption. But I guess we do not have a Fanboy United podcast approval of a seal for Fire Emblem. What is it? Was the game called Age of Dragon?
Age of Dragons, but
no,
wait.
No.
Shadow of Dragons.
You guys can't even get the name right. Wow, you guys.
What? Shadow Dragon.
Shadow Dragon.
Fire Emblem Shadow Dragon. But one thing before we go, Fire Emblem the original and Fire Emblem Sacred Stones for the DS, or I mean for the Game Boy Advance, is fanboy endorsed.
Yeah,
Christian at least.
Is it?
Yes, those games are awesome. If you have to play a Game Boy Advance game,
let me borrow
it. Those two, they kick. Oh my god, they're so good.
Okay, so again, Fire Emblem Shadow Dragon, not so much. The Game Boy Advance version, save yourself like $40. Go on eBay. Get it?
Get it for 7.
Okay, now we're going to do a reader review for Street Fighter 4. This is submitted by... He doesn't want his BGEVO name revealed, so we will call him simply Yuki.
Yeah, Yuki.
Thank you, Yuki.
Go you.
Go you.
Key.
Okay, so I'm going... This is a reader review,
bad.
So I'm going to read it out. Okay, so... Hi guys, listened to both shows and thought I'd take a crack at writing y'all a review. Don't publicly state my VGO name, but I'm blank. Use this review if you like or have no other alternative. See what I did there? You thought I was going to say it.
Oh yeah, you scared me for a second. Since I'm actually reading with him, I'm like, oh my god, he's going to do it. Is he an idiot?
After a relatively short wait for the arcade version, Street Fighter 4 is out now for consoles. I picked up the collector's edition on day one with the official Chun-Li fight pad. The first thing I did was utilize the optional install, something over 1 gigabyte, I believe. So I can't say how the load times are before it, but I can say the load times are very short with the install in place. Right from the get-go, you can change all the characters' voices to Japanese if you wish. I can read. I'm just at an odd angle, if you wish. But after you beat arcade mode, once you can change.
Oh, sure, you can read.
I'm sorry. Okay. After you beat arcade mode, once you can
change the language
for each individual character, story, and battle voices. Upon entering battle with the Street Fighter 2's characters, I found instantly familiar enough to get a victory, but still found enough tweaks to need to relearn them to an extent. The game works great with the PS3 controller, but the official fight pad makes a big difference. Pulling off moves become instantly easier, and the controller has no connection issues, which was my greatest fear. I'm not a big Street Fighter fan, so characters... Oh my god, what did I do?
Oh, scroll up.
Michael just kind of screwed it up.
I'm sorry. I'm not a big Street Fighter fan, so characters like Jen and Rose, I've never played, so I can't comment on their changes, but I found it good to have characters pull some nice ninja characters from the series. A list of 25 characters to choose from is a respectable number, but a big chunk of them, most people have been playing with them for years in just about any other Street Fighter. Of course, it should be mentioned that the game isn't exactly fully casual friendly. Of course, anyone can go into it and play with another human people, but this game is brutal with the AI, even on... Don't comment. You couldn't spell better. Even on the easiest.
You're right.
For the hardcore, though, there's addition of focus attacks and ultra combos too, and they probably have no issue handling the AI. Of course, whatever difficulty you play in, the final boss is still cheap and frustrating. The arcade mode is some sort of story, but some of the non-sensual to even bother trying to understand. Each character has an anime-style intro and ending to their story. The art style for these intros and endings aren't the worst style ever, but they aren't anywhere near beautiful. Of course, the animations for battles are good-looking and fluid. The animations for when a character is taking a hit is strong and exaggerated, and it works to the game's advantage. It helps build the personality of the game. The online mode is good and works well. The online works really well when you can connect with little to no lag. If you're casually fighting with even a level one bar, it's still playable enough that your victory was through skill or defeat. Maybe a hardcore gamer will gripe about one bar matches, but I still found them enjoyable. So essentially, this game is completely made for Street Fighter veterans and the casual fan base. For a completely unprepared newcomer, they will very likely not enjoy themselves with the game for a long time, if they ever. So for fighting game fans and Street Fighter fans, this is a must purchase. For those on the fence of this game, they should give it a rent or play it off with somebody. Don't mention this either out loud, but
what,
blank.
Good job. That was
funny. So, to be read.
Yeah, that was...
Now, okay, now we asked Yuki to give a number score. He gave it a 9.5 out of 10, but he doesn't really like giving number scores, but he did it for sake of consistency, so we thank you for that. Thank you, Yuki. We appreciate
it.
Thank you. Round of applause.
First reader review.
I'm sorry if I made the view slightly less enjoyable due to my amazing literate skills.
Yeah.
I'll hire a chimp next time. So yeah, I mean, we will always enjoy reader reviews. Reader reviews we're actually looking for right now is Halo Wars. If anyone could review that for us,
yeah.
Please. Tom Clancy.
Wow.
Another misnamed
Tony
game.
Hawk.
Tom Clancy's Hawks, and then we can review that, or any other game coming up. We would appreciate a lot, because we're probably not going to... We can't cover every single game.
Unfortunately,
we will be doing our review for Watchmen next episode, since, you know, this
time.
We don't want to waste too much of your time.
Also, Nobi Nobi Boy.
Yeah. Okay, so Daniel, why don't you do our normal end with Big Nose's picks? Get it?
No, that was bad. Okay.
Yes. Terrible.
Unfortunately, I couldn't. I didn't have time to get the authors of these levels, but they're pretty different names, so
you
shouldn't
probably
have problems.
Just search them
exactly
on the intermanet.
Intermanet.
Me English ain't no good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So for all you Little Big Planet fans,
me,
you should definitely check
I'm
out.
I'm interrupting you again.
All the Dino Islands games, there's three of them last time I checked. They're obviously, like on a island, there's it's all foresty. There's dinosaurs. You can like walk on. What are the really big ones? Long necks.
Long neckosaurus.
Brontosaurus.
Yes, those guys. they like use their tails and heads as like ladders and stuff. It's pretty cool. Definitely give that one a try.
No.
The Human Body Great Adventure.
Voila! We can explore the anatomy.
There's obviously no sexual content.
Teacher did this.
And so you pretty much go inside body, you get shrunk by this doctor, and you're supposed to
Dr. Shrinkenstein.
Where do you go in from?
The mouth.
And you go out the
I'm not sure where you got
nose.
Out. And so
it's a long tube-like thing.
You go through
friendly
the
friendly.
Go through the level, fixing problems in this person, and so yeah.
Cancer.
Yeah, there's puzzles
well,
in it.
That.
There's puzzles in it. It's fun. There's this RPG-like level.
Whoa.
Doesn't work. I'm just kidding.
The Legend of Lurbin. Awkward.
Future game designer, future franchise.
Awkward name, but yeah. And so you like start off in this village, and it's like a RPG storyline.
JRPG.
Yeah, you have to go talk to like this wizard guy, and he gives you like these stickers. And there's every once in a while, if you're like wondering what to do, there's these sticker places where you can put like the wizard's symbol, and he'll like give you instructions and help and stuff.
And then something terribly goes wrong. Some evil guy comes, steals a princess, and you have to save her. I'm just kidding.
No, there's no princess.
This is not an RPG.
And yeah, it's a continuing series. And so far, last time I checked, there was still
okay. So some of just the quick names again, so people will know. Still
so
nice and slowly.
All the Dino Islands levels 1, 2, and 3. The Human Body Great Adventure and The Legend of Lurbin.
Okay, that was this week's Big Nose's picks. You will constantly be picking this large,
nose.
Large, very large open thing to
oh, I just
stick
got
out.
That.
Oh my god.
Oh my lord. Yeah, come on.
Very large to pick from. He has a lot of stuff up there.
From now on, we're having really simple puns so Kevin gets
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh, also, do not play Kevin's level. We have to keep it consistent.
Yeah.
I think they got that.
No, yeah, we'll keep saying.
But I'll make a new level.
All right, guys, this was the end of the show. We hope that you enjoyed our featurettes for the music genre.
Music.
And
platforming.
And the platforming, our reviews on Fire Emblem. Again, that strategy game that was supposed to be good, but Christian, I guess,
didn't like it.
Not
no,
so much.
Me neither.
Maybe I should try it. Maybe I should try the Wii versions, and then I'll come back.
Okay, so you know what, guys? End of the show. We always accept reader reviews, comments, feedback, subscribes, anything you have to say. We appreciate it. Yeah, so thank you for listening. This has been Fanboys Night Podcast episode 4.
What about the website? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
website. For VG Evo?
Yeah.
We are at VG Evo, Fanboys United. It's VGEVO.com.
We are in the other non-network section. There's some other great podcasts out there you guys
you
can check out.
Yeah, yeah. You can find us on iTunes.
Yep, iTunes. Just put in Fanboys United into the search in the podcast. We should be one of the only ones to come up, but... Fanboys is one word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, fanboys will be first.
Okay, yeah. Cause there's only
or one. Our feed or website is www.fanboysunited.podomatic.com.
Okay, so
yeah.
Just a quick shout again. Read your reviews, please, for Tom Clancy's Hawks and Halo Wars. We appreciate it. We really don't plan to pick this up. Hopefully next episode, quick preview. We haven't decided what featurette we're going to do next, but definitely look out a review for Matt Hazard. Sorry, Eat Lead, Matt Hazard, Nobi Nobi Boy, and Watchmen.
Watchmen. The nigh is high.
The nigh is high.
The high nigh.
All right, guys. I'm going to keep saying that. This is the end of the show. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Have
thank
a joy.
You.
Keep playing
yes,
games.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, guys.
See ya.
See ya.
That was United.
Go.